News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A coast-to-coast winter storm making travel difficult, if not impossible, for millions of people from California to the Northeast. Snow in a lot of places, freezing rain and ice elsewhere. Close to 50 million Americans are under winter storm advisories. California, the Northwest, the Plains, the Upper Midwest have all been slammed. Now parts of the Northeast are getting hit. Trucker Bob Skogquist says he and a friend decided to ride it out at a truck stop northwest of Madison, Wisconsin.
As we were having dinner, the roads just got worse and worse and worse, and we said, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm loaded, he's empty, and we're heading to the same spot, so we said, let's just stay here tonight and be safe.
Thanks to WKOW-TV for the interview. If you're going to be catching a flight, best check ahead. There are numerous delays and cancellations. Three people gunned down in Central Florida, a 9-year-old girl and a TV journalist among the victims. The suspect is a long rap sheet.
A reporter and a photographer with Spectrum News 13 were shot Wednesday afternoon while covering the shooting death of a woman Wednesday morning. The reporter died, and the photographer is in critical condition. Following the shooting of the news crew, the suspect shot a woman and her 9-year-old daughter, who died from her injuries. Police say the 19-year-old murder suspect has a lengthy criminal history. Keith Moses' criminal history dates back to 2018, when he was arrested as a juvenile for domestic violence. He's had over a dozen arrests since then, his most recent in 2021 for drug charges, which were dropped. When he was arrested Wednesday, he was seen smiling for the cameras. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Following former President Trump's visit yesterday, today, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg due to visit East Palestine, Ohio. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 86 points, NASDAQ futures 105 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Relief factor, pain relief, it's natural. Pain relief, it works. And pain relief that attacks the source.
The Real Talk Radio Network continues to grow with more and more people tuning into the truth all over the St. Louis metro area.
I live on the hill in St. Louis City. Ducking bullets in South St. Louis.
Tune in to the truth, whether it's on your app or our many over-the-air frequencies.
I enjoy the whole network. I really do. I'm just hoping and praying and supporting the advertisers as much as I possibly can.
The truth is right here on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
Windy and colder weather with temperatures falling into the low 40s as we head into the afternoon hours today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, clear, very cold, 24 degrees the overnight low. For Friday, sunny, high in the low 40s. Slight chance for a couple of rain showers Friday night with a low in the low 30s, but the sunshine returns Saturday. We're in the low 50s, upper 50s with rain showers on Sunday. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
A rhino, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth.
No rhino radio here.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Real Talk Radio Network continues to grow with more and more people tuning into the truth all over the St. Louis metro area.
I live on the hill in St. Louis City, ducking bullets in South St. Louis.
Tune in to the truth, whether it's on your app or our many over-the-air frequencies.
I enjoy the whole network. I really do. I'm just hoping and praying and supporting the advertisers as much as I possibly can.
The truth is right here on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Imagine waking up every day and and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
With our new tower, the signal is much stronger, reaching more listeners and making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3702.
The Victor Nieves Show.
I would be so stupid. I would be so arrogant and just short-sighted if I got on here every day and said, oh, I'm 23 years old. I'm the youngest conservative talk radio host. I'm so good and smart. No, 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 absolutely not. I'm not like moping around with my head hung low or something. I don't think I'm just a bum. But I do know that I didn't get here by the merits of my own work. I've been blessed tremendously.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekdays from 4 until 6 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You could become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Kamala Harris.
Every day, Joe Biden and I talk about and work together with our partners, like former leader Hoyer, current leader Hoyer, to lower the cost for the people of our nation, because you are a leader, for working families. We have reduced heating and electricity bills, so folks have more money in their pocket to buy things like school supplies, replace the dishwasher, or take a family vacation.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass, there's a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along.
Come on in. Come on in. Welcome in. This is the Kellen Cole Morning Show. You're listening to the Real Talk Radio Network. It's 93.3, the voice of freedom. My name is Drew Shelton. Producer Dan Strauss is here. Yep. Our host, Kel Brazil, at the airport, ready to board a plane to Jamaica. She goes. So she gets to enjoy a nice extended weekend while we get to stay here and deliver the news.
That's right, man.
That's what we're going to do. Time check for you, 6:08 here on a Thursday morning. One day closer to your weekend. Mm-mm. It's 50 degrees today, a high of around 54 here in the St. Louis area. A couple big things to get to right off the bat. First, I got to talk about that clip, Dan, from VP Kamala Harris. She claims Biden has reduced heating and electricity bills so folks have more money in their pocket. Yeah. I don't know about you,
no,
but I can tell you about me. What the hell is she talking about? Electricity is up almost 12%, fuel up almost 28%, natural gas up 27% over the last year.
Yeah.
Another lie by this administration.
Oh, they just completely lie, or they think that we're stupid. That's what it is. I'm offended by them because they think that we're stupid.
I can't stand it.
That we're just going to take that. I know.
Wow.
It's absolutely absurd and ridiculous.
I'm almost speechless for her to say that you can go now buy a dishwasher and you can go on a vacation to where? The McDonald's to get a Big Mac? I mean, sorry, but that's not true, people.
You can't even go to Six Flags.
Gosh, no. And plus, those prizes are so expensive now, too, to get in. You know, I was following a Twitter feed yesterday when she made that announcement, and people were in Minnesota, people were in Virginia and the Carolinas, and every single person that responded was like, no, 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 not true. And I just got a notification the bill's going up even more next month. You know?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's just, stop lying to us.
Yeah, no.
That is
everything's
asinine.
Fine. Well, Joe's over in his country.
Did you see? I saw him. Did you see him fall up the stairs again?
Yes.
I mean, this is two for two.
I know. I know. He was getting on Air Force One, and
I just don't understand. I mean, it's not a hard job. Just a foot up on a stair, and then you just climb the damn thing. But for this man, he's missing stairs and jumping stairs and. Falling left and right, man.
Well, he falls up the stairs. We need to.
Why
have
can't
him fall
he
down?
Fall down? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and then someone on the damn plane was exiting the back of the plane. Someone on his team fell down the stairs getting out. I'm like, was that Joe? I'm like, oh no, damn.
It was somebody else.
Because Joe wouldn't exit the back of the plane, but still, I'm just like, unbelievable.
Just an aid.
Okay. Damn. Had to get that off my chest here early on Thursday.
Good.
Don't forget, friends, you can interact with us on Facebook. We're live streaming there. We're on Cloud Hub. You can also download our app. If you don't have that, go to your Google Store, your Apple Store. It's Real Talk 933. Download that. It's the white box with the American Eagle. You comment, we share that on air here today or throughout the show today. So make sure you do that. We do have some housekeeping things to talk about throughout the show today. There's a new lineup coming to the Real Talk Radio Network. It all starts this upcoming Monday, the 27th. Nothing changes here at the top. You know, Kel, Dan, myself, we're still going to be here for the morning show from 6 to 9. The doctors, whether Naputi or Molly James, they're still in the 9 to 11 slot. But how about this? On the Real with Peggy Hubbard, she came about a month ago, had the 6 to 7 p.m. time slot. Just slate it, let's just say that. And now she's going to be 11 to 2 starting this Monday through Friday. Dan, you're going to be producing her show.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in that chair a little longer.
Oh, I know.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, so
okay.
We're excited about Peggy. Yes, that does mean Bongino is gone and out. Not our call. That's a contract thing. It's up. And he's also leaving radio soon, too. So we're just ahead of the game. Producing more live and local content for our listeners.
Yeah, he is leaving radio soon, and it's a Westwood One contract thing, so it's not anything that has to do with the station.
Correct.
It has to do with Westwood One. So
you got it. So
pretty much it.
We press on with that, and then nothing changes in the afternoon. You're still going to have the Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves from 2 to 4. You'll still have the Victor Nieves show from 4 to 6 every single Monday through Friday. And we'll talk the evening lineup changes throughout the show today as well. But here's some local news we've got to really kind of get to, Dan. And we'll probably touch on it here and then probably go over into the next segment with it.
Heck yeah.
But Missouri Attorney General has issued an ultimatum for Gardner.
It's this.
Resign or be removed.
Resign by noon today.
Right, by noon today, yeah.
I love that.
But the headline is, resign or be removed from office. This comes out late last night. And Attorney General Andrew Bailey says this: we are giving Kim Gardner until noon Thursday to resign. If she refuses, she will face immediate removal proceedings brought by our office. As AG, I want to protect the people of St. Louis, and that includes protecting victims of crime and finding justice for them. Instead of protecting victims, Circuit Attorney Gardner is creating them. Bailey's office will do everything in its power to restore order and eliminate the chaos in St. Louis caused by Gardner's neglect for her office. I'm for this.
I am too.
This might help the St. Louis Police Department.
Big time.
This
I'm
might
for it.
Help people feeling safe in the city of St. Louis. Again, this is a huge thing. And I mean, there's been so many calls to, you know, Bailey's office for this to happen, for, you know, her to resign or for her to be removed. And I love the ultimatum. My question is, will she be gone by noon or will she throw a fight?
Oh, no, she's going to fight.
Oh, absolutely.
She's going to definitely fight.
They should be on, like, the next Oprah or something. You know?
Yeah, here's what Mayor Tashara Jones, who was in Kim Gardner's court, but now she's not.
This incident and others have highlighted the fact that some improvements need to be made in her office. And she really needs to do some soul searching on whether or not she wants to continue as circuit attorney because she's lost the trust of the people. Missteps by the office, I'll be totally honest with you. Missteps by the office have damaged the reputation of the city. If you look at what's going on in the Missouri legislature, they are coupling these two issues together with state control of the police department, as well as taking away the authority of the circuit attorney's office.
Yeah. The biggest thing that comes out of that for me is when she says she has lost trust of the people.
Oh, yeah.
And she has. I don't think she's ever had trust of the people, quite frankly.
I don't think she ever has.
No. So this is huge. Definitely, it's going to be an interesting day in the city of St. Louis, let's just put it that way. I don't think she's out by noon. I think there's going to be a fight, but either way, it's a fight worth fighting for. It's a fight that should happen because she should not be in office. That's the bottom line for the city of St. Louis.
Oh, no, she needs to go. And it's sad that something like this with the girl from Tennessee had to lose both of her legs. She just had surgery. She had to go into surgery yesterday again. And but that a volleyball star has to lose her legs.
It's really unfortunate that that's
out of office. Yeah. I know.
If you have thoughts on this, put them in the app or give us a call, 636-224-6300. We'll continue breaking down this story. Gardner out by noon, or she'll be forced out. You're listening to the Kellen Co. Morning Show on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
Ah, there's a big dent in my car. Now my car will be in the shop, insurance will go up, and the cost could be through the roof. What am I going to do?
Call Kevin at the Washington Dent Company. He is a professional paintless dent repair expert. When I got my dent, I sent him a picture. He saved my factory finish, and it was a fraction of the price of repainting. It was dent repair like it was never there. Call Kevin at 636-575-0681. Send him a picture and get an estimate over the phone fast. Check out his work on Facebook.
Great. I'll call Washington Dent Company right now.
The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. Your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no holds barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
Listen to us, and we're listening to you.
Deborah, Pacific, Missouri, and I listen to Real Talk 16 hours a day.
Why not more?
Because I'm sleeping.
Support the Real Talk Radio Network and our sponsors.
I have a list of the supporters, or the advertisers, and I'm going to support them.
And keep the voice of freedom alive.
I think it's incredible, and I think Tracy and Rick have gone out on the limb to support our nation. I am just so grateful. Just so grateful for them.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
This is Tom Whitehill. I'm a sales executive with Real Talk Radio. I love sharing advertiser success stories like this one.
My name's Tom Kent. I'm the owner of the Tilted Skillet in the 514 in Washington, Missouri, and I'd just like to give a shout-out to Real Talk Radio on how they've increased my sales these past couple weeks with advertising. It's been two of the busiest weeks we've had, so we look forward to keep on doing that with Real Talk Radio.
If you'd like to be the next success story, contact me, Tom Whitehill, at 636-751-5285 or Tom at realtalk933.com.
Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m.
We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93 Free Real Talk Radio Network.
America. Real Talk.
I've replaced the other button with you guys.
Real Truth.
I don't see any competition at this point.
The Voice of Freedom.
There are calls for Gardner to step down right now. 28th Ward Alderman Michael Gross, who supported Gardner's election and re-election bids, now issuing a statement saying in part, quote, her performance in office is only getting worse. She is either dropped or failed to bring charges for crimes that have outraged the community and endangered all of us. And at the end of the statement, the alderman went on to say, I am calling on Circuit Attorney Gardner to resign. Democratic State Representative Rasheen Aldridge, who does represent part of the city of St. Louis, also criticizing Gardner's response to this wreck that caused Janae Edmondson to lose both of her legs. Aldridge said, as elected officials, we owe it to the people we serve to take responsibility and own our mistakes when our negligence leads to these kinds of tragedies. He said, I'm disappointed in Circuit Attorney Gardner's tone-deaf response that focuses more on herself than the young woman whose life has irrevocably been changed. I hope she reflects on what her office did wrong and how she can do better in the future so others can visit our great city safely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into the Kellen Co. Morning Show on the Real Talk Radio Network, 93.3, the Voice of Freedom. Good morning to our friends in Hannibal, Quincy, Vandalia. You're on the 104.3 signal, and how about our friends down south, Cuba, Rolla, Steelville, down 44. Good morning. You are listening to us on 107.3, or maybe 93.3, or maybe the app. Either way, we're glad you're tuned in, glad you are locked into the conversation today. My name is Drew. Dan is here. Kel is out. But soon, we will have someone in the chair. In the 7 o'clock hour, Dan, we're going to have Katie Cruz come in, and she's going to be our guest host with us between 7 and 9 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and if you don't know Katie Cruz, stay tuned, because you'll know her come 7 o'clock, and we'll break down who she is and what she does and where she's been and so on and so forth. So looking forward to that. That's at the top of the hour. This is a big show today, folks. Coming up at 7:19, we have Cindy Gross, the Jewish Patriot. She has some big news to share. We're going to break that down today. We have Garrett Hawkins from the Missouri Farm Bureau. He will be on normal time around 7:32 this morning. In our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have a gentleman here in studio. His name is Brian, I believe it's Hewing, and we're going to talk fish fry. Because of the Lent season is here. Ash Wednesday yesterday, Fat Tuesday Tuesday, Mardi Gras this past weekend. So we're going to talk all things fish fry at around 8:15 this morning here locally and countrywide, because that's not just a St. Louis thing. Then, of course, Bill Harris won't be here, but one of his reps will be. So that's at 8:30 this morning. So we have a jam-packed show, so make sure you buckle up and stay with us here on a Thursday morning. Going to our app real quick, Wood Hippie, our friend, he says, please pray for our country. I'll add, please pray for our city as well, because things are getting crazier and crazier by the day. John Wick in the app talking about Missouri Attorney General demanding Kim Gardner to resign by noon today. We talked about that at the top of the show. We'll break it down some more here in just a moment. Someone else saying Dynamic D Day. How about that?
Hey.
So we're here. thanks for being there with us. And everyone else says, down she goes. I think everyone's a fan of the fact that she should be or will be gone here,
Kim Gardner,
within hours.
Oh, I'm hoping so. I think she's going to fight it, but I don't think, because she's already playing the victim.
Oh, of course she is.
Now, and she's already pointing fingers at the courts and the judges.
Sorry.
So
not buying that.
And her back in, was it July, I think, this idiot was supposed to be on trial.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was the person that he shot they thought had died. They didn't. The person did not die. The father was on the news last night talking about, no, he's not dead. They had paperwork screw-ups.
Unbelievable.
And had a death certificate on this case so that they thought they could just push it back. Because apparently, one of the people in the office that was on this case in Kim Gardner's office was getting married and going on their honeymoon. So they decided to just kind of push
priorities
things off. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so...
It really is sad. Removing city prosecutor is a good first step, as John Wick says.
Oh my goodness.
St. Louis City
Big
continues
time.
To operate in a state of failure. 100% agree. I mean, you're not wrong on that.
Oh, and the police can't stand her either because they can't make any arrests.
No.
I mean, they make an arrest and know that the people are going to be right out on the street.
That plus they're leaving by almost damn near one per day. I mean, here it is, the 23rd of February, and there have been averaging so far 24 have left the police department this year. That's almost one a day this month alone.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good fact, friends. That's why no one trusts St. Louis City. No one trusts the environment down there. It's not safe. So
no. So Jeff City, it's not just Andrew Bailey.
Right.
The AG, that he's the one that gave her the ultimatum. This is it. But there's more going on.
Well, Mandy, Senate President Caleb Rowden said earlier today that Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is incompetent and unfit to hold office, and says that he's going to make it a priority this session to make sure that they fix the issues in the Circuit Attorney's office. But unlike previously, there are some Democrats now that agree with him, and they previously defended the circuit attorney, but now they say it's time for a change.
I think this is a big failure on our prosecutor, Kim Gardner.
The St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office is under fire for failing to put a man behind bars.
This all goes back to one individual not being capable to do her job. That's it. And it's not about anything else other than a lack of competence that is making our state less safe.
17-year-old Janae Edmondson from Tennessee was in St. Louis over the weekend for a volleyball tournament. While walking to her hotel with her family, she was struck by a driver who was out on bond, but violated court orders.
I don't think this is a partisan issue anymore. I don't think it's anything other than us standing up and saying we are going to do the right thing.
Edmondson's legs have been amputated and she's still in the hospital in critical condition. The accident happened in Democratic Representative Rasheen Aldridge's district.
That I'm disappointed in the way that our prosecutor handled it. And that may be unpopular to say, but the reality is we have to do some unpopular things right now.
So there you go.
Yeah, bottom line, Bailey's saying in a statement, it is time for the circuit attorney to go and for the rule of law and justice to prevail. That's all we want. Have some justice, hold some people accountable for a damn change, and hopefully the city can get back on track. That's just one step, of course, for the city to get back on track. But that's one of our big main stories here locally today, of course.
And if then you look we've got around, nuclear war looming.
Oh yeah, you know. So that's
we've got that.
Let's
too.
Let's turn to that. You know, throughout the rest of the morning, we will talk. Oh goodness! Biden pledges, China's warning, Zelensky's World War III talk. When we're going to be nuked? Things are going to get more chipper around here.
Oh my goodness!
The Kalanko Morning Show on the Real Talk Radio Network. Hang on with us.
Knows that alpacas are cute and cuddly animals, but did you know they also make luxurious and durable alpaca socks? That is exactly what we have been doing at Norlander Sock Company since 1986. Truly a treat for your feet. Norlander alpaca socks are not your typical sock. They are temperature regulated, so they keep your feet warm in the winter and cool in the summer. That means comfort all year round. Visit NorlanderSocks.com and see for yourself what everyone is talking about.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like
like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
This is Tom Whitehill. I'm a sales executive with Real Talk Radio. I love sharing advertiser success stories like this one.
Hi, this is John Cook with Renaissance Wine Garden in Forestdale, Missouri. Anybody considering advertising, it works well. I've received a lot of calls and I've booked some events from advertising with Real Talk Radio. So give Tom and the gang a call and they'll take care of you.
If you'd like to be the next success story, contact me, Tom Whitehill, at 636-751-5285 or Tom at realtalk933.com.
Hey, what is it that holds you back and has continued to hold you back for some time? This is Brian from the Patriot Enclave. I just wanted to let you know that I do limited schedule breakthrough coaching with select clients, and I believe you might be a great candidate for what we might be able to do together. Reach out to me at my Real Talk email address, Brian@realtalk933.com. Remember, Brian is spelled with an I, B-R-I-A-N. Brian@realtalk933.com.
The left never stops marching. They're marching against our freedoms 24-7.
Now, more than ever, you need the truth.
I'm addicted to hearing the facts, the real facts about what's going on in the world, not just what the sheep are trying to tell you.
I love you guys. Really, I do. I listen to as many shows a day as I possibly can. I've called in several times.
Real Talk is the best station in the state, the world, and the U.S.
Our voice and yours, the Real Talk Radio Network. The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
Real talk, real folks.
They keep me inspired.
Real issues.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back in, friends. You are listening to the Kellen Co. Morning Show on the Real Talk Radio Network. My name is Drew Shelton. Producer Dan Strauss here, Kel Brazil. So we just talked to her on the app. She was on the app a few moments ago saying, have a great show, guys. Oh. I said, enjoy that sunshine.
Yeah.
You know, I think she'll be fine.
Enjoy the plane ride, too.
I wonder if she'll miss us.
No.
I don't think so.
No, she won't.
I think we're the farthest thing on her mind right now.
Once you get to Jamaica and you hear that Jamaican music, you're in the sunshine, and then you see the beach, we are forgotten.
Yeah, that's so rude.
It is.
It really is. Either way, have fun, Kel. And she's back with us on Tuesday next week, so she's out for the next 3 days. But Dan and I are here. We'll have Katie Cruz joining us at the top of the hour. She'll be with us from 7 to 9 today and tomorrow. Not sure about Monday yet. Maybe there's a mystery there, too, but we'll find that out as time comes along. So East, we know the story in Ohio. We know that our president, or selected president Joe Biden, he has not gone there. He's gone to Poland. He's gone to Ukraine. He's collected his 10%. He's given 500 more million. He's fallen upstairs on his plane again, Dan.
He has.
However,
I saw that. That was enjoyable.
Yes, it was. Donald Trump, you know, former president and maybe president again one day, hopefully in 2024, he made a statement by going to Ohio. He had this semi-truck deliver essential product, tons of water, tons of food, and it looked really good. He arranged for essential supplies to be delivered to the Ohio residents right before his arrival, and he then takes a lot of the crew to the local McDonald's that's there.
I saw that.
He's buying cases. I mean, I didn't know there were cases of Big Macs, but he ordered cases of Big Macs to deliver to the people there on the streets that were there. I mean, I don't know how many people were there. There was a good turnout. I think you have maybe a clip or two from Trump.
Well, and he did. He went and ordered food for the firefighters, police
first
officers,
responders.
And everything. Yeah, first responders. I just have him when he was talking to the crowd, just kind of starting the crowd.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
To the people of East Palestine and to the nearby communities in Ohio and Pennsylvania, we have told you loud and clear: you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. We stand with you, we pray for you, and we will stay with you in your fight to help answer and the accountability that you deserve. We'll have that accountability. It'll all be out there very clearly. I want to thank Senator J.D. Vance for being here. I want to thank Congressman Bill Johnson, very special friends of mine. They became really very good friends of mine. I also want to recognize a man who has been working tirelessly for this community since the beginning of the nightmare, and Trent, where is Trent? He's very easy to find.
So there's Trent. So that's pretty much it. He just got in there, and
I think he played the part well.
Oh, he
you know
played the part great.
He did what he needed to do. You know, he was the hero there for the folks there in Ohio. Again, cases of Big Macs, buys lunch for first responders. He even jokes with the McDonald's workers, saying, "I know the menu better than you probably do."
I know.
So that's just classic Trump. But again, this is Trump doing this out of his own pocket. Spending his money. I mean, I know he has tons of money, folks, but still, it's the thought that counts here. His money, his doing here, while our President Biden and while our leaders in Washington, they haven't given a damn thing to these people in Ohio.
No, I guess Buttigieg is gonna make an appearance there at some point here.
What's the crowd turnout going to be like then? Like, hey, thanks, Aaron. I'm already full from the Big Mac and fries. Like, what are you going to get? You know, what's Biden going to bring? Ice cream?
Yeah.
Like that? No. Like, I just
FEMA decides to get involved as soon as Trump gets involved.
A little too late, friends.
I know.
You know.
I know.
This was 3 weeks ago, February 3rd. February 3rd.
Wow.
It's the 23rd, and you have not gone to take care of your American people, yet you've gone on a plane, President Biden, a darkened plane, and you've taken a 10-hour train ride in the dark to surprise your best friend, Zelensky. I'm sorry, priorities are screwed up in this country.
Oh, and Biden, he loves Ukraine. He even told them that. He says, "I just love Ukraine."
Yeah, he
it's
pledges.
Like, stay there.
Yeah, he pledges that we're going to be with you, we're going to stand with you, and we're going to fight with and for you. I'm just like, are we? when?
No, we're not. And I played this yesterday. I want to play it again today because it just blows my mind that he says this about flags.
All across my country, in big cities and small towns, Ukrainian flags fly from American homes.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, they fly from American homes. No, they don't.
No.
I haven't seen one Ukrainian flag flying anywhere in this area.
I haven't.
No.
And if you see one out there, friends, hey, you know the app. Give us a call. Share the photo. We'll document this because I don't think anyone else was doing it in this country. That's maybe in Biden's bedroom, but that's about it.
It's atrocious. I have also Jesse Waters talking about the train derailment and everything, and the company. Was it
Norfolk Southern?
Norfolk Western. Is it Western or Southern?
I think it's Southern.
Okay. All right. Well, he talks about it.
They're not worried about giving answers to a town they just nuked. They never even cared about the little guy in the first place. Just 2 days before the crash, the same derailed train broke down. Did that keep Shaw from sending his train out with barrels of chemicals, knowing the train was also going to be riding on rickety brakes? No. Shaw gave the green light for the train to keep riding on. Now, after he set fire to 500 tons of spilled chemicals, he won't answer any hard questions. The only time Norfolk Southern shows their faces in the town is to goose residents into signing legal waivers. They waived the paycheck for $1,000 in their face, told them, "You're welcome. Oh, and by the way, you're on your own now." And $1,000 is chump change. We give illegal aliens $1,000 a day in New York. And believe it or not, Norfolk Southern did the same thing back in 2005 when another one of their trains crashed and spilled chemicals all over a small town in South Carolina. Norfolk Southern showed up with the same waivers, and unfortunately, some of the residents were fooled into signing them. And years later, when they got sick, Norfolk Southern wouldn't take their calls. These guys have a history of screwing over the little guy. They get away with it because they line the pockets of every politician in Washington. Now the CEO, Alan Shaw, hangs out with Mayor Pete. Look at him. No wonder Pete's not getting anywhere near Palestine.
Wow. Yeah, and now they've been ordered to clean up its mess. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, now making the railroad company pay for cleanup at the site of the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Though it's already, you know, doing so voluntarily, it'll also have to pay for a federal program to supply cleaning supplies to businesses and residents, you know, impacted by the chemical spill. Yeah, you should probably do that.
Yeah.
And more.
And the sad thing is they're not going to really know the effects of this.
Yeah, long term.
Until down the road. Yeah. And then somebody else, because people all over the town are talking about scratchy throat, sore mm-hmm. throat, headaches, all sorts of things, irritation in the eyes, and all of this stuff. And they had someone, I saw this guy on the news last night, and I couldn't find him anywhere to. But he's basically like saying, yeah, it's pretty much all in their head.
Oh, really?
That's what he was saying. Yeah.
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 Lies again.
Uh-huh. It's pretty much all in their head.
No, this is a serious thing. I mean, we have the story here to back it up here with the creek here in St. Louis. I mean, it was contaminated for decades.
Coldwater Creek since World War II.
Yeah. I mean, decades. It has a long-term effect. Don't tell me it's not in people's heads. This is a legit thing. So the railroad systems, they're going to clean it up and hope for the best. You know, I was telling you earlier, we have a new lineup coming to the station, and that starts this Monday at 7 p.m., 7 to 8 p.m. It's going to be the Matt Walsh Show, and you can catch it every Monday through Friday, but he had a statement last night that just goes with Biden. He says, Biden is the most Polish, Jewish, Black, Puerto Rican, Greek, Irish, Catholic president we have ever had. You know? I thought that was funny. I wanted to share that today with you just because that's what he claims anyway. Anytime he's in some city or state, he's like he's been there 24/7 and he's been there 1,000 times and he's the hero of everywhere. But again, he's not the hero, folks. He has spent the week hand-delivering your hard-earned money to Ukraine. Yep. And again, we started this segment off with President Trump spending his week by giving his time and his money to the people of Ohio.
And then going back and forth with Putin. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. Yeah. No, it's your fault. Just no, it's your fault.
So unreal.
They're just going back and forth like a couple of little third graders. And then Aaron Brockovich, though, is also involved, which is good.
I'm environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich. You know I fought corporate polluters, and it's time, once again, to fight. Ohio lawyers from Bevin and Associates, myself and others, are holding a town hall meeting to organize and fight back. Come to East Palestine High, Friday the 24th at 6 p.m., or go to eastpalestinejustice.com. Join us. Let's fight together.
So that's tomorrow, right?
That would be correct.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're there, support. You know, that's what you need. Time check for you, 6:43. Remember, top of the hour, Katie Cruz will be with us. Yeah, I had to move my notes here because we've rearranged our show flow today.
No relation to Tom.
No, I don't think
spelling.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was writing it earlier. I'm like, what is the spelling of her name? we're glad to have her here at the top of the hour. And again, don't forget, we have tons of interviews this morning. Cindy Gross, Garrett Hawkins. We're talking fish fries with Brian Hewing. And also, we're going to have a Harris Spotlight with Harris Jewelers in our 8 o'clock hour. Plus, Dr. Molly will stop in for our crossover towards the end of the show to preview her show. But coming up, we're going to talk about yet another poll showing strong distrust in American news media. What do you think on that, Dan?
What?
I mean, people, can they trust the media?
No.
So, independents have become more skeptical of the news media in the post-Trump era. That's according to a new study, leading to record levels of unfavorable opinions about the news media among Americans overall. They say 50% of Americans now believe most news outlets intend to mislead, misinform, or persuade the public. And that's quote-unquote there. Mislead, misinform, or persuade. Oh, we've only been saying that to you for the last year and a half.
Well, that makes no sense at all.
That's why we started this damn radio station. Because there's no truth anymore out there. I mean, they tell you something, and as many people in our app would say, if they tell you something, you got to flip the story and look for the actual truth. So we're not here at the Real Talk Radio Network going to mislead you. We're not going to misinform you. We're not going to persuade you. We're just going to tell you the hard facts about everything, the truth. And 9 out of 10 times, I would say we're right about that. So
yes, we are.
We'll break down that a little bit more here in our next segment. Plus, again, we know Putin, you know, he has suspended the treaty when it comes to Russia and the nukes, and Biden pledges a lot of things here for the American people, and China's warning to stand down, and Zelensky's ready for a World War III. So we'll break down that part of the conversation when we come back. It's the Kel & Co. Morning Show on 93.3, The Voice of Freedom.
Up through the stony ground, there's no room, no space to rent in this town. Out of luck.
Green travel, exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family-owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
The Real Talk Radio Network app. Tap it. Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app! Tap that app!
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Work.
Available on Google or Apple. Click on the Eagle logo.
You guys are top-notch.
You know you want to tap that app.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
You remember the Bushes reality show on MTV? Saturday nights, the reality continues with the Bushes exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Billy and our son Billy and Christie's and my son, of course.
I tell you what, the warden's going to be giving you some.
I got to watch what I say, right? Yeah. He knows who wears the pants in the family. Now listen, when she isn't around, you know who wears the pants.
Oh, sure.
Behind the Bush with Billy, Christie, and sometimes the kids even stop by. Saturday nights at 7 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news in the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen to your radio station on 104.3 all the time. I love it. Best radio station out there.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back in. It is 6:49 here on a Thursday morning, the 23rd of February. You're listening to the Kel & Co. Morning Show on the Real Talk Radio Network. It's 93.3, the voice of freedom. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, we were going to talk a little bit here about Russia and Ukraine and China and Biden and the U.S., but we can save that for the top of the hour, because we just got a knock at the door, Dan, and Miss Katie Cruz has arrived.
Good morning.
Hello, Katie.
How are you? Nice to meet you, Drew.
Absolutely. We met during the break, and that's, well, that's okay, because now we're, the chemistry is here on the radio.
It's just flying all over the place right now.
Sparks.
It was really cool to be asked to come in. My girl, Kel, your girl, Kel.
She's everybody's girl.
On vacay,
it's okay.
She is a gal about town. And so she's on vacay, so I get to hang in and play a little bit this
That's
morning.
Cool.
This is
I
fun.
Know.
I haven't done talk radio in many years, and I was involved in it for over a decade, so I love it.
So let's talk about that. So for our listeners that don't know Katie Cruz, tell us who you are, where you've been, what you've done, and just let them know what you stand for.
Well, I guess quick overview would be I have been in this radio market for just a tick over 30 years, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the math, 91, whatever that math is. Uh-huh. And so I've been very fortunate. I've seen both small town radio, which is where I started, our friends out in Warrenton at Casper Broadcasting is where I got my start back in the day.
I'm still
and
there.
Then, oh, are you really? Oh, that's great.
I'm with Steve and Mike.
I love Steve and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good people. They've been there since the beginning, too.
Mike, I can't believe Mike Thomas. He's just a gem. And boy, he has been there since the dawn of time, I think. God love him.
He's the longest program director in St. Louis.
Oh,
right,
he's got to be.
I mean, he's been
at
there since 87 or 88.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Was
great
that,
stuff over there.
Country 73.
That's right.
People.
We got the country hits going, baby. Dan's got it dialed in. And so then I made that leap over into the big world of broadcast. I was at KSHE for about 16 years. Mm-hmm. When I was there, I was doing tandem work with the Dave Glover Show as well. So I was splitting my day on 97.1, back then, and then the rock and roll side of it, and did that for a long time. Got out of the business for a short time. Opened up a video production house right here in Chesterfield, by these studios.
Oh, how about that?
Literally right down the street.
Oh, wow.
I had that for several years. It was an amazing adventure, but you know, entrepreneurship is tough.
Right.
And so after about 5.5 years, we went separate ways, the other two, ownership and myself, and then I got very fortunate. And someone that is involved heavily with this radio station has a couple of other radio properties, one of those being 101.7 K-Wolf, a music format radio station, and I've been there for, my gosh, it's over 5 years now. I can't believe where the time goes. So, yeah, so I've been doing that, and I sit in the program director chair over there.
What?
And then on air. So,
you
know, small radio stations, everyone wears the same hats. Yeah. I'm also chief toilet cleaner, so I've got that as a line up bullet point on my resume as well. So, yeah, it's just amazing. This career has been great, and I love every single aspect aspect of it. Yeah. And I really, the 10 and a half years I spent with the Glover Show, really had a love for the talk format. And there's just so much you can do and so much you can say. And I just loved that environment. So to spend a couple of days with you guys is great.
It's so crazy when you come out of music radio and go into talk radio.
Oh, it totally is. There's a lot of space to fill, man. Sure. It's like there's something about it. And even for like breaks and the simple things like bathroom breaks or I'm hungry, I need to eat. And you guys only have these small pockets of your commercial time, you know, where at radio, you can just throw a few songs back to back and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it is, people don't realize it. And it is a craft. It is a skill. And well, you guys are filled with content these days. At least you're not scraping for content, right? You have plenty with which to discuss. And it's kind of sad that there's that much to discuss because there is. So, yeah.
There is. My girlfriend and I were talking last night. It's like there is so much stuff going on all at once.
Oh, it is.
Mean, it's just all at
it's
once.
And I was listening to you guys, too. I pop back and forth. I try to listen to my station and know what's going on. But I do sample you guys a lot and because I like TJ Kurgan. I like his show on the weekends and things like that. I pop into that. And, you know, everything you guys were talking about, the Coldwater Creek, like I have a connection there. A very dear friend of mine, her husband grew up in that creek. He and it was the wolf pack, right? The six buddies.
Me too.
And of the six buddies, three of them have cancer and two of them have the exact cancer, which is also subsequently very rare.
Right.
So,
no correlation.
Oh, there's no,
nothing happened.
None at all. Nothing to see here, folks, you know, so. And yeah, I heard you guys talking about Kim Gardner's office yesterday and this tragic unfolding of events with yet another, you know, common street thug allowed to roam and cause devastating harm to people. And it's just unbelievable. And I was at a dinner last night. A friend of mine lives downtown by Anheuser-Busch in that Venice Cafe, Anheuser-Busch area. And I hadn't seen this friend in many years. And he was like, want to sell the house. The dream is to move to Florida, but the gunshots every night. Yeah. He said, and it's just the proximity is the only variant in this. The proximity, is it close? Is it far? You know, how close does it seem to be? And we were just dumbfounded, you know, county people, you know, the three of us with him. And he said, it's just so incredibly sad.
It is.
The fact that they've gotten used to that, the fact that it doesn't even get their attention anymore is just a sickening thought.
Yeah, so I work for the Cardinals and Blues, too, and anytime you go down there, you hear gunshots.
Seriously?
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would say if there was a seven-game homestand for the 7 days, you're walking from post to post, another gunshot. Oh, no big deal.
It's just unbelievable.
And no one reacts. They're just like, oh, it's just common everyday
life. Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you, another thing that's just out of control, and I don't have a lot of reason to do this anymore. In a different life, I did. But traveling down Highway 70 at very late hours, leaving downtown St. Louis.
Oh, that's scary.
And the drag racing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I have done that now three times. I've had an instance where I've had to leave downtown at like midnight. And on all three instances, 90, 100, 110 miles an hour. It's unreal.
And 70 is just scary, period.
End of sentence.
If you leave St. Louis and head west on 70, no thanks.
No.
Seriously?
No thanks.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's crazy.
Someone in the app here, Katie Cruz, saying, great to hear Katie's voice again. Love you, girl.
Love you back.
All right. So we don't know who that user was, but either way.
Oh, that was so sweet.
People are
Thank
already
you
falling
so much.
In love. It's Katie Cruz, Dan Strauss, Drew Shelton. It's the Kellen Co. Morning Show, top of the hour break. We're back at 7:06.
Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. We're a small family business, started out in St. Charles County. I'm still based in St. Charles County. I'm not really in competition with any other good roofing companies out there. I'm more in competition with the companies that show up after a storm, the fly-by-night outfits. Brian Dawson Roofing, 636-465-9465. Or check us out on briandawsonroofing.com. If you don't say the whole thing, you might not get the right company. Brian Dawson Roofing.
Meet Don from Union, Missouri.
Hi, this is Don from Union, Missouri.
Don loves his freedom and loves Real Talk Radio.
I think it's the true conservative station that we have here in St. Louis. I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing it, please. We need you.
Be like Don and support Real Talk Radio. Tell everyone you know about us. Share on social media. Most of all, support our sponsors and tell them you're there because you heard about them on Real Talk Radio.
Appreciate it, and I love what you're doing. I stand behind you.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
More and more freedom fighters all over the greater St. Louis area are finding the Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen out here in Cuba, Missouri, every day.
You guys are getting the word out.
I spread the word as much as I can, and God bless you guys for all you do. I hope you have a sensational day.
We're listening. That's why you guys keep getting the message out.
That 107.3, as the old truckers used to say, is wall-to-wall and treetop tall out here. We like it.
Keep listening and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KPMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY, St. Louis, the voice of freedom.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. From the interior northeast to the mountains of Southern California, winter weather making its presence felt in a big way. Drivers have found themselves stranded on icy and or snow-covered roads. Power's out to hundreds of thousands of utility customers, and there are numerous flight delays and cancellations. A suspect in custody following yesterday's shootings in the Orlando area that left three people, including a 24-year-old TV news reporter and a 9-year-old girl, dead. The Orange County, Florida sheriff says the suspect, Keith Moses, has had prior run-ins with the law.
At 19, he has a lengthy criminal history to include gun charges, aggravated battery and assault with a deadly weapon, burglary, and grand theft charges.
Sheriff John Mina says that as of now, there's nothing on a motive. No end in sight to the latest flare-up of deadly Israeli-Palestinian bloodshed.
The Israeli military said six rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip towards the country's south, five of which were intercepted. Israeli aircraft then struck several targets in northern and central Gaza, including a weapons manufacturing site and a Hamas military compound. There were no reports of injuries in Israel or Gaza. The violence comes in the first weeks of Israel's new government, which has promised to take a tough line against Palestinians and pledged to ramp up settlement construction on lands Palestinians seek for their future state. I'm Karen Chamas.
He brought words of hope and encouragement, along with water and other essentials, to residents of East Palestine, Ohio. Former President Trump yesterday paid a visit to the scene of the toxic train derailment, happened several weeks ago. As of this morning, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg has arrived in East Palestine. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 82 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
America is giving away its inventions and technology to China.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
The shocking new movie, Innovation Race, exposes the potential Chinese takeover of 5G and the internet, threatening America's economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself.
Watch the movie, Innovation Race, now on demand or DVD at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by Countdown USA.
Windy and colder weather with temperatures falling into the low 40s as we head into the afternoon hours today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, clear, very cold, 24 degrees the overnight low. For Friday, sunny, high in the low 40s. Slight chance for a couple rain showers Friday night with a low in the low 30s, but the sunshine returns Saturday. We're in the low 50s, upper 50s, and rain showers on Sunday. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, guys. Rick Day with the Cowtown USA in Cube, Missouri. Off-road riding season is quickly approaching, and here at Cowtown USA in Cube, Missouri, we're gearing up to make sure you're going to have the adventures. You see the trainers with the K&M side-by-sides heading out every weekend. That could be you. Just say it. That could be me and my family. If not now, then when? Cowtown USA in Cube, Missouri, over 33 years, we know something about fun. We offer financing on K&M, 573-885-6300, 573-885-6300.
So you have some valuable land, but you really don't need it, and you don't want to pay the taxes. Plus, it's too much to take care of, and the last thing you want is a fast-talking auctioneer to swindle you for a fraction of its worth.
You sold my land for how much? I can't even understand you.
Let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team test the market to get you top dollar. Call us now at 636-299-3702 or email tracy@tracyellis.com.
The Kellen Cole Morning Show.
Someone in the app saying, I wasn't sure I found my forever radio home until the last few days. You guys are my spirit animals.
I love that. I love that. No, we try to balance it. You know, it's a morning show, and we're on for 3 hours, and we hope that you're tuning in for as much of that as possible. Oh, yeah. But you've got to, we hope we're bringing you the news, but also entertaining you as
There's
well.
There's a variety
Radio
of
is
substance.
A theater of the mind.
The Kellen Co. Morning Show, weekday morning, 6 to 9.
I love it. It's good stuff.
On the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network continues our evolution. Starting this Monday on The Real with Peggy Hubbard moves to weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
I totally agree with your views, and you are an awesome person. I love listening to you.
Well, you're going to love this. I am moving on February 27th. I'm starting at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All live and local from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. The Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network is proud to be bringing you the voice of freedom. It's certainly been an uphill battle, but calls like this make it worthwhile.
Yes, I wanted to thank you all for your fantastic radio station. It is just so great to have all this information out in the open instead of having to search and scratch and scrounge to find it on your own in different nooks and crannies. So thank you very, very much.
The truth and the voice of freedom. The Real Talk Radio Network. The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
They're very thorough. I wanted to ask some follow-up questions myself, so if you don't mind. Mr. President, before we get started, please turn and cough. Okay. And just so I'm up to date here, when were you born?
1863.
Okay, that's good. Now, how many times per night do you get up to use the bathroom?
Somewhere between 700 billion and a trillion 300 million billion.
Okay, answer yes or no to the following. Do you vape, drink, do edibles, shrooms, or hookah?
The answer is yes, no, yes, yes, no.
Nothing so loud. How about that?
Look at that.
I love that clip. We played it a couple of times. I still laugh every time.
That is hilarious.
The answer is
man,
yes,
when
no.
They get it right, they get it right
exactly.
On those shows, right?
Welcome back in. It's the Kellen Co. Morning Show, Real Talk Radio Network 93.3, the voice of freedom. My name is Drew. Dan Strauss is here, and we have our special guest host today, Katie Cruz filling in for Kel Brazil. Hello,
Katie.
Good
morning, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yes, I think everyone knows the voice, and they're all falling back in love with Katie Cruz.
Oh, that is so kind. So
the app is a great way to interact with that.
The app is pretty cool.
Someone said, who's that sitting in Kel's spot? And I want her hair, or someone wants my hair. I don't know.
I'll take your hair.
Really confused.
You got good hair.
Thanks.
It's a hair day.
Yeah, so like we're waiting on confirmation for that.
I love it.
Could be a bad hair day because it's supposed to be really windy.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah.
I have enough product in my hair, though. I think it'll be okay.
it's not moving. It's not going anywhere.
It's stuck.
Stuck in place.
All right, so Katie, I don't know if you've been living under a rock or anything, but let's talk about...
Living under a rock.
Well, you know, some people aren't tuned in to this.
Sure. As much as I try with all these headlines, yeah, right. You can't escape them.
We have a three-hour show, and it's hard. Yeah. It's not hard to fill because we don't get enough in our three-hour show, put it that way. So Putin has suspended the START treaty for Russia. In his State of the Nation address, Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended participation in the latest remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the U.S., warning Washington that Russia had put new ground-based, nuclear weapons on combat duty. So we're all in agreement here on the morning show traditionally that we're under attack, we're about to be attacked, we're in this World War III phase. Do you think that's coming?
I think it's a very scary situation when you have the China representatives over there meeting with Putin, knowing that they are strong allies and of the same like-mindedness, and both want to be... The only thing that's weird about the two of them is they internally agree that it's a bromance, right. For sure,
yes.
But they both want to be the lead power in the world.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's an interesting dynamic there too, because I don't think if either of them turn their back on each other, you could really trust it, But as far as the allied forces that they do have against the rest of the world, I think that it's a really trying time. I think it's one of those things that you don't want to sit down and dwell too much on because it's a very, very scary place that your mind is going to go. But is it out of the realm of possibility? Unfortunately, I think we all realistically have to look at this and go, no. If China really does start to toss some major hats in this Russia ring and those two nut jobs do what they want to do, and that is world conquer, at least their best effort, I don't know, man. I think this thing swings in the wrong direction fast.
To me, it does. And if, I think we're heading in that direction, and we shared the stat last week, if there's a World War III, they're expecting 2 billion plus to perish. 2 billion plus.
Because
it, perish.
Well, you've got to look too. Because do these guys, and where does North Korea land? I mean, do they just go, "Hey, it's our, we get to play too"? Does everyone start pushing buttons? Because does this thing really stay ground war? Does it stay bullets and rockets, or does it go into a nuclear option? And that's the big thing, right? It's like who draws first blood with that, and then once that happens. Well, that's when we just don't know what the end game looks like.
That's what Dan and I were saying yesterday. What's the first domino to fall?
Right.
You have China warning the West against adding fuel to the fire by supporting Ukraine. A European Union official says China will cross a red line if it sends arms to Russia. And then you have Biden. He's over there, dark plane, taking 10-hour train rides in the dark, pledging... Our support for Ukraine will not waver, NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire.
It's a time when it's the ultimate game of risk.
Yeah,
the board game, and it was all war games,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
And you look at that, and, I always like to take comfort in my Pisces brain that sees everything rose-colored, right?
We're here.
Yeah, how about it? I always like to find the rosy aspect and go, what? Our government does protect us. Our people in higher places do know much more than we know. But there's only so many aspects that even they can control.
Right.
There's only so many things that our best of the best, that our most elite of the elite can fight, can do, can know. I don't know. You obviously drew young kiddos, Dan kiddos.
Yeah.
My kiddos.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't even bring this up to them because it's too much of a reality.
Oh, no. My daughter's a teacher. And it's like, and my three boys, I mean, I have no doubt if anything happens, my boys, if they jump in on it, everybody's going to run because they're nuts.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, you know what? We need a about a million of them right about now, for sure. But
my daughter, I'm scared to death for her.
You know, the strives for all the diplomatic outreach, and Biden going to see Zelensky, that's a whole different thing. You know, that's a show of support kind of a thing. Is that, does that turn out to be a terminal move in the fact that Russia now goes, oh, okay, well, now you've really drawn the line in the sand. We got you. We know what's going on here. Does that connect them more with China? Do we get in and throw all of our diplomats at China and go, hey, everybody, cool out? You know, I don't know. I don't know what the big board game. We don't know what's going on. But it is terrible. Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to look at it but that.
I think they're all poking each other. Biden's poking the bear over there, and then Putin is poking the bear over here. Then you got Xi Jinping or whatever the heck his name is. He's poking the bear now. And then Biden says, no, if you supply them with stuff, with arms and everything else, then that's wrong and you shouldn't do that. But on the same breath, we're doing that with Ukraine.
With Ukraine, So,
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says, if China allies itself with Russia, there will be a world war. And I do think that China is aware of that. He hopes China will be pragmatic and avoid such a situation.
Well, and China's talking about invading Taiwan still.
They've been threatening that for years now, right? And there's a lot of reason to believe, I guess, through our intelligence that, I mean, we've been aligning troops over there more and more over the last, course of maybe the last 2 years. So that, Taiwan has every reason to believe that there is a great truth to that. And all you need is one more cogs in this wheel to come apart. And, who knows, man?
You have Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Shooting, and he's just like, hey, everybody, I'm still here.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, look at me. Me's importance, too.
I know.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the Ohio situation? We have about 2 minutes left in this segment. Do you think that something, I mean, obviously our borders are open. I'm in the belief category that we're under attack, that it was a staged thing, whether it be a government or terrorists that have just walked in through our country. What's your thoughts on this nuclear bomb that basically went off?
I never even thought about it like that.
Really?
I'm the kind of person now, Drew, conspiracy theories used to really entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
I really used to think that they were fun.
Sure.
And now I've come to the belief that I think there's a modicum of truth to anything. You know what I mean? I think that somewhere there's a sliver of truth.
Yes.
Even in the craziest of conspiracy theories, there might be something small there. So I never even gave any thought to that process that perhaps this was staged or orchestrated or something. It is, I mean, Aaron Brockovich is involved for a reason. I mean, all that stuff is now seeped into that township.
The grounds, the waters.
And like you said earlier, Dan, when I was listening, we don't know. It's going to be 10, 20 years before we know the effects of this. So,
crazy. Wow. Well, we had a hot segment there.
I know.
That's your Around the World segment, and everyone's agreeing and loving Katie Cruz. So we're doing okay.
We'll just keep this on the track, so to speak, right?
Coming up next, we have Cindy Gross, the Jewish patriot. She joins us. Some big news to share. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Bruce Petrov, owner of Home Maintenance Solution. You know, our mission statement is helping families relax and enjoy their home. We want to help you enjoy the space that you have so you can thrive as a family. That's why we've developed our proactive home maintenance plans. They can help you get your to-do list under control. We don't want home ownership to be a daunting task. Inquire today about one of our proactive home maintenance plans at homemaintenancesolution.com.
Bugs bugging you? Hi, this is Matt Turner, owner and operator of Hometown Pest Solutions. We service St. Charles, St. Louis, and surrounding counties. Been in pest control for the past 22 years, licensed, insured. We service all your common insects like ants, spiders, and termites. Also cockroaches, bed bugs, and mice. The website is hometownpestsolutions.net. Phone number is 636-297-1335. A call or a text to that number will always go straight to me.
Ah, there's a big dent in my car. Now my car will be in the shop, insurance will go up, and the cost could be through the roof.
What am I going to do?
Call Kevin at the Washington Dent Company. He is a professional paintless dent repair expert. When I got my dent, I sent him a picture. He saved my factory finish, and it was a fraction of the price of repainting. It was dent repair like it was never there. Call Kevin at 636-575-0681. Send him a picture and get an estimate over the phone fast. Check out his work on Facebook.
Great. I'll call Washington Dent Company right now.
The Victor Nieves Show.
I would be so stupid. I would be so arrogant and just short-sighted if I got on here every day and said, oh, I'm 23 years old. I'm the youngest conservative talk radio host. I'm so good and smart. No, 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 absolutely not. I'm not like moping around with my head hung low or something. I don't think I'm just a bum. But I do know that I didn't get here by the merits of my own work. I've been blessed tremendously.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekdays from 4 until 6 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Take one for the Tap That App promo. Couldn't find a sexy woman, so we have to use producer Dan.
What am I saying? Tap That App?
Yeah, but they want it real sexy, kind of sultry-like.
From me?
Yes.
Oh.
And recording.
You know you want to tap that app.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app.
Okay, that's a wrap, Dan.
Hey, tap that app.
That's enough, Dan.
The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You could become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
I like all of the shows that's on your radio station.
I hear more of a Christ-centered conservatism. That's important to me.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes. That's the music. That's the cue as we welcome you back into the Real Talk Radio Network. It's 93.3, the voice of freedom. It's the Kel & Co. Morning Show. Kel, however, off to Jamaica. So my name is Drew. Dan is here. Sitting in for Kel is Katie Cruz. Katie, good morning.
Good morning to y'all.
And we are now joined by Cindy Gross. She is the Jewish Patriot. Remember, you don't got to be Jewish to be or stand with Cindy. So, Cindy, good morning. How are you?
I could be better. I worked out perfectly to have a switch this week because I have an infection in my hand.
Well, what did you do?
And a major antibiotic. We don't know. It's a mystery. It's not something that happens normally, but I went through tests and everything, and finally yesterday they figured out what it was, or what they think it is at least.
So you're not doing any blogging.
Today with medicine.
So no blogging this week.
No blogging because I can't type.
Okay, so
I
let's
can't drive nothing.
My goodness,
but
well,
I can catch up on a lot of news.
Yeah, so let's talk. You know, we were talking earlier. How about that? We have a lot of things to talk about here, so let's just get into it. Democrats funneling $45 million to New York House candidates to flip seats in the midterms. Run with it.
So I predicted, way before everybody else, the winds in the House and the surrounding areas of the five boroughs because of cash bail reform. And I predicted already 2 months ago, I started discussions about local elections, why they're important, and why I personally think that Biden will be reelected. And in New York State, we're going to have Kirsten Gillibrand reelected to the Senate, and that every seat in a Republican kind of situation that we won in 2021 and 2022 is up for grabs because 2024 will have the trickle-down effect. And unless we're in World War III, we will probably have another 4 years of Biden because Biden is...
That's scary.
Biden is probably the best choice the Democrats are going to offer. They're going to keep him in. And the options of a Harris presidency, the only exception would be if Michelle Obama got in the race, and then it's hers anyway, so.
Right. Wow.
But so having breaking news yesterday all over New York, and it went national from USA Today and all the, you know, three major cable stations about this, I am not surprised at all. I expected this, and I do expect some defeats. I do expect some local defeats in 2023. And what's happening in New York will happen around the country, because national Republican leadership trickles down to that's not actually strong right now, with poor state leadership. We don't even have a New York state leader, and the names being considered are worse, one's worse than the next. There is no respectability. So this is going on. I had a talk with somebody involved in New Jersey yesterday. We've discussed what's going on in your state. Texas, as strong as red as it is, Nevada, I mean, you talk about states we're looking at. Look at Pennsylvania. They elected a man who admits now that he's not emotionally, you know, stable enough to handle the job he was given. And that where was Pennsylvania such a stronghold in 2016, and with everything that they depend on from Republican-supported bills and legislation for their livelihoods, how did they turn so woke?
Yeah, it's been it's just been so revealing how everything has just come about. It. Katie, do you have anything to say on that?
First of all, I would just like to say I love listening to her.
Yes.
And so well studied. I mean, my gosh, hats off, darling, because obviously you are digging in and really a fighter on the front lines. Yes. And I'm just sitting back enjoying everything she's got to say, because you've got your finger on the pulse. And boy, I tell you, I love you for it, and thank you so much. And just keep in there, girl. Keep in there.
We're going to have some breaking news if you like to listen to me. Drew, you want to go with it?
Yeah, let's go with it, because love Cindy. Dan has a clip here. Dan, play it for us. All right, here we go.
The breaking news. Here we go.
So, some breaking news this morning for our Jewish patriot, Cindy Gross. She's growing. She is that fighter on the front lines, and she will begin airing Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, and streaming live video from Long Island.
10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central.
Oh, I'm doing the clock backwards. 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central. You're going to be streaming live video from Long Island's award-winning studio. That's WGBB, 1240 a.m., 95.9 FM, and that covers the tri-state area, all of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. That's huge.
Oh, my gosh,
news.
Cindy, that is huge.
Oh. Yeah.
And I invite all my Real Talk friends, and we're part of a family here. We're in this together. We're all common sense. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're not independents at this point. We're common sense. We have very little time to save our country, our world. Our superpower status is already diminished so much.
Hey.
We are worried now. I mean, the discussions using the words World War III are now every day in the mouth of everyday voters.
We We just had a segment before this, Cindy.
We sure
discussing
did.
The entire thing.
Hey, one of your friends would like to congratulate you. Mr. Fetterman?
Hi. Good night, everybody.
There you go.
Thank you. Fetterman even stopping in there for you, Cindy.
Congratulations for you.
Thank you. And you guys are all welcome to come on, because we have to do this as a country. And we have to, and like I've been saying all along, just because I'm from New York, what starts local elections becomes state elections, become national issues. This upcoming weekend, I have a congressman from Tennessee on the show, and he started as a mayor. So whoever knew him as a mayor now has carte blanche to a senior congressional Republican who is on some very important committees. Get involved in your elections today, people. Find out who's running locally. Your village leaders, your county leaderships, go to find out who is running your county committees and Republican and conservative parties. They're starting to have monthly meetings. Call them up. I know in your area you probably have whether people are in. Perfect time to sit on the internet and look up some of these names, some of these places and phone numbers and start to get your friends to tell these people that you're not happy with their leadership and it has to be better.
Cindy, you are so right.
Don't give them a dime. Do not give them a dime until they listen to you because they want your money.
You are so right. We want to do what we want to do, but we become a lazy people, and we have to become a very active people.
It's a huge election come this April. Cindy Gross, your show will still air every Sunday here on our network. That's 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, so all of our listeners can check that out this Sunday. And we only have about, 30 seconds left here, Dan?
Mm-hmm. So
Cindy, thank you for joining us today, and we'll share the news in our app as well, that, you know, for your big news. So congratulations to you, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
You bet. That's the Jewish Patriot, Cindy Gross. You're listening to the Kellen Co. Morning Show. We're back in a few minutes with Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins. Stay with us.
Richard West here. Let me introduce our family business, Overstock Outlet. We purchase excess inventory from major stores such as Macy's, Home Depot, Sam's, to name a few. We also bring in unique items that you won't see anywhere else. Our large retail store is a fun place to shop. If auctions are your thing, try our weekly online auctions. Registration is free. You can find us at Facebook at Overstock Outlet Lake St. Louis or Overstock Outlet Auctions. We're open daily, conveniently located at the corner of Lake St. Louis Boulevard and Highway N. Check us out because you never know what we'll have.
Bugs bugging you? Hi, this is Matt Turner, owner and operator of Hometown Pest Solutions.
We service St. Charles, St. Louis, and surrounding counties.
Been in pest control for the past 22 years, licensed, insured.
We service all your common insects like ants, spiders, and termites. Also cockroaches, bed bugs, and mice.
The website is hometownpestsolutions.net. Phone number is 636-297-1335. A call or a text to that number will always go straight to me.
The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. Your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
This is Tom Whitehill. I'm a sales executive with Real Talk Radio. I love sharing advertiser success stories like this one.
My name's Tom Kent. I'm the owner of the Tilted Skillet in the 514 in Washington, Missouri, and I'd just like to give a shout-out to Real Talk Radio on how they've increased my sales these past couple weeks with advertising. It's been two of the busiest weeks we've had, so we look forward to keep on doing that with Real Talk Radio.
If you'd like to be the next success story, contact me, Tom Whitehill, at 636-751-5285 or Tom at realtalk933.com.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com. Having problems getting Real Talk Radio? There's several options to get the voice of freedom. 93.3 FM in the West St. Louis area. 104.3 FM in Hannibal, Quincy, and Vandalia areas. 100.7 FM, 1010 AM in the St. Louis City, County, and Illinois areas. 107.3 FM in the Rolla and Steelville areas. And anywhere, anytime on the Real Talk app. Go to Google or Apple and click on the Real Talk Eagle logo. Now, more ways than ever to get the voice of freedom. All the info's at realtalkradionetwork.com. You remember the Bushes reality show on MTV. Saturday nights, the reality continues with the Bushes exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Billy and our son Billy and Christy's and my son, of course.
I tell you what, the warden's going to be giving you some,
I got to watch what I say, right? Yeah. He knows who wears the pants in the family. Now listen, when she isn't around, you know who wears the pants.
Oh, sure.
Behind the Bush with Billy, Christy, and sometimes the kids even stop by. Saturday nights at 7 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Keep the Real Talk Radio Network with you all day long.
I listen every day, and I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
Oh no, you got producer Dan started again.
I live in Troy, but I work in St. Louis, and I listen
I listen all day long, but my morning drive in and then my evening driving home. This is the only station I ever listen to.
The Wheel Talk Radio Network. The truth is here.
One of my friends said there's a new radio station on. They will tell you the truth.
The Wheel Talk Radio Network.
Way, hey, let's go farming.
Welcome back in. You are listening to the Calico Morning Show on the Real Talk Radio Network. It's 93.3, the voice of freedom. Drew here today. Dan is here today. And Katie Cruz is here with us as well. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Dan. You always have the best, they call it bumper music in the industry, right? You always have the best stuff bumpering in and out. I love it.
You're not wrong. He's complimented on that daily.
So freaking good.
I loved it.
A craft all to its own.
I know.
Sure.
This is one of my, it's one of my
It's your
passions.
Thing. It's your gig.
Yeah.
He'll stay around for a while.
Right. Yeah.
So awesome. Let's go farming with President Garrett Hawkins, Missouri Farm Bureau. Garrett, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Drew. Katie, it's great to hear your voice.
Well, Garrett, that's so kind of you. Thank you.
And, of course, there's Dan.
Yes. And then there's Dan.
But of course.
I love it. I love it. Garrett, there is a lot to talk about today. You guys just had your recap of COP27, that's United Nations Global Climate Meetings, and how the Biden administration and our U.S. climate basically wanting taxpayers to foot the bill, direct $11 billion annually to finance green energy projects around the world. I'm going to open it up to you so you can discuss that and flesh it out.
Well, Drew, I appreciate you bringing this up because this goes in the category of you just can't make this up.
Right.
Truly, we've talked a lot on this show of trying to help engage and inform your listening audience about what's happening in the space of climate. And in this case, we have leaders from our country that fly around the world and want to cut these deals that essentially strap American taxpayers as well as the American farmer with all sorts of costs and red tape. In this case, we're talking about the most recent iteration of the United Nations, when they meet to discuss climate change and set all these goals. Well, now we have developing nations that are demanding that those of us that are more advanced, that we need to foot the bill for them to transition to clean energy to the tune, I think, of like a little over $1 trillion annually that they want from developed countries.
Yeah, 1.3.
$1.3 trillion by 2030 to finance their clean energy transition. American taxpayers, being on the hook for like $11 billion annually. Guys, this is the frustration. You can't go into a coffee shop, feed store, anywhere in America where people think that this is a good idea. So it was time to point out the hypocrisy of what's happening on the global stage, particularly when we have our climate envoy that flies in a private jet to attend and take part in the meeting.
Right. Unbelievable.
It's just crazy. And yet when you say that, I know that the big convergence of all the big brains that just happened over in Switzerland not too long ago, they said that the great irony in all this, Garrett, as you well know, probably better than anybody, maybe even in the state, is that they equated the green emission or the emissions, the carbon footprint that they left with all these private jets flying into Switzerland to attend this, they equated it to 300,000 automobiles running 24/7 for 7 days as far as the emissions output. So again, when you talk about the poster children for, hypocrisy in all of this. And, Garrett, I'm sure you break this down a lot. I think that the whole thing has got to be a bit, it's frustrating is a great word because we know that there's things that probably could work and advances that we can make to help the planet. I don't think anybody out there is like, planet schmanet, who cares? We all care. We have to live on this living being, right? And we want to protect it. But, I don't know that like you said, throwing trillions of dollars at these little countries and doing this, what, you know, I guess cumulatively there's something there, but I just, does anybody even, has anybody started to hone that vision in on what ultimately could really move the meter on this stuff?
Well, I don't know that there is a specific clear vision, Katie. I mean, what we do know is that American farmers and our partners in the supply chain, we have been working in the developing world for some time to try to help transition new ag technologies to help, you know, particularly in Africa and other areas that are more impoverished, that really deal with weather challenges. You know, we've been trying for some time to help provide cutting-edge technology to help them to be able to feed themselves. But we've got a problem when we have elitists in the European Union that don't believe in advancing ag technology, that want to keep us stuck in the 40s and 50s and how we raise food. You know, that's not helping folks who at the most basic level simply want to provide food and put food on the tables for their families. You know, so, you know, we in agriculture, I think, especially in American agriculture, have been leading the way. No one does it better in a more environmentally friendly way than the way we do it here. And so we don't need a climate summit or a climate envoy from the U.S. to tell us what to do, when really we need them to come to Middle America and just listen and learn about what's happening on the ground and how we incorporate technology, how we incorporate conservation, to do more with less each and every day and each and every year.
And today, Garrett, you're going to be having a press conference, actually just here in a little bit, 10 a.m., and it's going to be with Attorney General Andrew Bailey and Governor Parson. Talk about this press conference and what that means for us here locally and potentially nationally.
Well, yeah, it's a busy day. We've actually got a group of Missouri River navigators here in the building. So when we wrap up this show, I'm going to go down and talk to them about Missouri River and just thank them for the work that they do to keep goods moving on what is a great resource. And speaking of great resource, you know, we're all about protecting our water resources. We've talked a lot how farmers want clean water. We all want clean water. But in the case of federal regulation under the Clean Water Act, we need clear rules. And so Attorney General Bailey has joined with 23 other state attorneys general to challenge the new Biden Waters of the U.S. rule. Obviously, we are very supportive of that. American Farm Bureau has already challenged in federal court in Texas. But this is another step in the process, another way to push back against what is massive federal overreach, not just in terms of how water is regulated, but essentially how dry land is regulated. And that's what this is about. That's what we're going to talk about this morning at the press conference.
When it comes to the farming aspect of this, is this a dying breed, Garrett? Do you see youngins coming into the fold? Do we have any sort of efforts? I know the Future Farmers of America and those organizations, I think, have been still very, very vital in getting kiddos, you know, involved in understanding and having a passion even for growth of our own foods and livestock and, you know, proper management of all that kind of stuff, you know, things that built this country. Do you still see that there is the younger generation having an interest and even a passion in this by and large?
Yes. The short answer is yes, Katie, absolutely. You know, this week is actually National FFA Week, the one week out of the year that collectively young people, along with ag educators and parents and supporters and communities all across the country, you know, promote what's happening in the classroom and outside of the classroom to help transition our industry to the next generation. And so, you know, just yesterday, my home FFA chapter had a community breakfast to help serve businessmen and women and welcome them in to talk about what's happening in the classroom there in Appleton. That's happening all over the place. And what's cool is there's a ton of opportunity. We know that by 2050, we need to be able to feed 9 billion people around the world.
Wow.
We know 96% of the world's population lives somewhere besides the United States. And so people need what we grow and raise. just the challenge is getting government out of the way, trying to stop onerous regulations like the new Biden-WOTUS rule that make it more difficult for us to raise livestock, to grow crops, grow fruits and vegetables. You know, it all comes down to, Katie, the common sense things. How do you bring the kids home? Well, you got to, the farm has to be in a place that your parents or grandparents are able to transition it, or for a young person that they're able to access the land to be able to do this. You got to have a community that's thriving, so you got to have access to broadband, healthcare, education. Got to have good roads and bridges. You got to have common sense tax policy and common sense regulation that allows us to do what we do best. So there is a recipe or a playbook out there to bring the kids home, honestly, and that's what we're working on every day at the state and federal level.
That's awesome.
Bring common sense to this stuff.
See, it sounds so easy.
Well, right, yeah. You know. Right.
If they would just do what we say.
Right. Come on. No, it is so important, you know, to bring, you know, kids back to the farm and whatnot. So I love our segments every single week because it's enlightening to me. I learn something every single week.
No
so
kidding.
I know our listeners are learning something every week. And just a few minutes left here, Garrett, but coming up next Wednesday, March 3rd, a little local event, the Farm Bureau Fellowship in Pacific. You want to touch on that real quick?
You bet. So we've been doing these regional gatherings around the state. So next week we'll wrap up our tour for this season. Actually, tonight we're in Cameron, so northwest Missouri.
Nice.
But next week we'll be in your backyard in Pacific, welcoming Farm Bureau members for a good meal. We'll talk about the priority issues that we are working on to improve the quality of life, not just for our members, but all Missourians. We'll just have a brief program, break bread, and enjoy one another's company. So
are you
can't
gonna
wait to be in Pacific. Yeah, what?
Are you gonna be there, Garrett?
I will be there.
Really?
Wow.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, man, when is this? Because I may have to come down.
Well, let me look. We'll send you the details.
Yeah, okay. It's right. Next Wednesday night,
okay.
March 1st.
March 1st,
March 1st in Pacific.
Okay.
And for all of our Missouri listeners, you can go to MOFB.org, that's Missouri Farm Bureau, MOFB.org/events, to see when other events might be in your backyard, because we have listeners all across the state. So maybe Dan and I will make an appearance next Wednesday.
You guys totally
cool.
should. Crash the party, man. Crash the party.
I will.
For people to be able to put a face with your voices, oh, man. It would be the cherry on top.
Of course it would. So, Katie, at this part of the segment, weekly, things get interesting because jokes are told, jokes are shared. Some are good, some are bad. We'll start with Dan today, and then Garrett will hopefully save us.
Oh, good. It's the back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Garrett. No guarantees. But
yeah. Garrett's kind of chimed in, too. It's awesome. So did you hear about the chameleon that couldn't change colors?
No.
He had a reptile dysfunction.
Oh, man.
That
might be one of his better ones.
I am so using that today.
I don't know that I can top that.
I was like, maybe we should have started with Garrett today, but let's see what Garrett brings to the table.
I like Garrett.
All right, Dan. So did you hear about the talented cow that could play guitar?
No.
She was quite the musician.
Good job, guys.
That's fantastic.
That's funny.
President Garrett Hawkins, we always enjoy your segment. Oh, the delayed.
The delayed rim shot.
We should try that again. again, President Garrett Hawkins, Missouri Farm Bureau, we love your segments. We thank you for always joining us every Thursday. And I look forward to next Wednesday. I think we're going to get Dan and I down there. Maybe Kel will go with us because she should be back from Jamaica.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be great.
We'll crash the party. Garrett, thanks so much.
All
we'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, team.
You bet. Kel & Co. Morning Show, Real Talk Radio Network, 93.3, The Voice of Freedom. We're back after this. Hang on. Shake the money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. We're a small family business, started out in St. Charles County. I'm still based in St. Charles County. I'm not really in competition with any other good roofing companies out there. I'm more in competition with the companies that show up after a storm, the fly-by-night outfits. Brian Dawson Roofing, 636-465-9465. Or check us out on briandawsonroofing.com. If you don't say the whole thing, you might not get the right company. Brian Dawson Roofing.
This is Tom Whitehill. I'm a sales executive with Real Talk Radio. I love sharing advertiser success stories like this one.
Hi, this is John Cook with Renaissance Wine Garden in Forestdale, Missouri. Anybody considering advertising, it works well. I've received a lot of calls and I've booked some events from advertising with Real Talk Radio. So give Tom and the gang a call and they'll take care of you.
If you'd like to be the next success story, contact me, Tom Whitehill, at 636-751-5285 or Tom at realtalk933.com.
If you've ever had problems receiving Real Talk Radio on 93.3 FM, we've cranked up the power.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
The Real Talk Radio Network on 93.3 FM is now at 50,000 watts of power.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
50,000 watts of real talk and real truth. This is the Real Talk Radio Network. Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about the inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what is it that holds you back and has continued to hold you back for some time? This is Brian from the Patriot Enclave. I just want to let you know that I do limited schedule breakthrough coaching with select clients, and I believe you might be a great candidate for what we might be able to do together. Reach out to me at my Real Talk email address, Brian@realtalk933.com. Remember, Brian is spelled with an I, B-R-I-A-N. Brian@realtalk933.com.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no holds barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
The Real Talk 93.3 app is now available. Go to Google or Apple and make sure you click on the Eagle logo.
We're back.
You're the pro. You do the intro.
No,
you do the
come
intro.
On. The three of us just point at each other. You talk. You go.
You say something.
If you were watching on Facebook, that was our finger dance. You know?
It's okay.
Anyway, hey, welcome back. Real Talk Radio Network 93.3. I told Katie, I said, go ahead. You got this. And she goes, no.
I'm like, no, you do it.
You know, I understand. No, I understand what she's...
And you never bring it back either. You should bring it back, Dan, sometimes.
I can. Yeah. I can sometimes.
Yeah.
It's funny that we always do that. Like, so I have an ensemble in the afternoon show on K-Wolf, and it's funny because I will direct, you know, it's like we do the finger point, who's bringing the song in, who's bringing us back, who's coming back from break, you know, and it's always the last minute finger point too. Like you've got all this time to make this decision. Nope, last minute. You! Me! You! Who?
It's always the last minute.
It's
always.
So funny.
You'd think we'd plan, but I guess not.
No, that's the best, because then it sounds planned.
That's true.
This is all spontaneous. Yeah.
It's got to be spontaneous, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And you guys made me laugh. I was listening the other day, and Kel, you brought the bumper music in with the Kokomo. right? The song Kokomo. Yeah.
Oh, and she hates
it. And she's like, I hate that song. And I'm looking at the radio. I'm going, I do too. And then I think it was, who brought, and then Dan, you're like, how can you hate a song?
Uh-huh.
How do you hate, and I was thinking.
Oh, no, that was her husband that used to say, how do you hate a
song? Oh, that's right. How can you hate a song? And I sat there, I listened, and I was like, it's so true. That song has never done anything to you, but we do. Sometimes it can even be brooding, a loathing for something. So, because that song is so stupid. You know, I agree. I was like, it's a dumbest song they ever made. But it segued me into songs that we love and musicians that we love and things going on and how, you know, the pandemic, certainly we love to trip the light fantastic and nostalgia is a big part of our lives now. I think throughout the pandemic, we were grasping for that which we know and that which we love and our aging rockers who are dying by the month now,
it seems. Oh, my goodness. So sad.
But some news broke yesterday that really got, I think, got Dan's attention.
I know.
And it was that the Rolling Stones are forging a musical relationship, a project with Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney. And so as the story goes, I guess, the Stones want to have a new album, I guess, you know, post Charlie Watts's death very recently. But the three of them still continuing on as a band of brethren. You know, the Stones never had a revolving door of anybody. It's always been
the
Stones.
It was. It's really
and, yeah.
Wild.
It's been really incredible, and the fact that we do have Paul McCartney, and then we'll toss Ringo into the mix. You know, a Beatle is a Beatle.
Yeah.
So I guess their powers that be got together, and Stones were like, "Hey, we're doing this new album anyway. Why don't we bring you guys into the fold?" So I guess where we are right now is they got together and did the parts separately in some big, highfalutin LA studio. But the Rolling Stones did their part. I guess Paul McCartney is going to be the bass player and background vocals on many of the tracks. Ringo, of course, playing drums and doing some sort of vocal accoutrements to it, I suppose. But yeah, this thing is in final stages, being mixed down by the engineers. And so soon we may have a combo Rolling Stones Beatle project, which is pretty cool.
Never, never, ever use accoutrements again.
Accoutrements.
That word is way, way too big.
It is a 50 center for sure. One of those 50 cent words, you know. Every once in a while, one gets into my brain. So yeah, so for music lovers out there, especially those who love, you know, the stuff that the decades old love for the rock stars that are out there, they're still doing it.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Good on you. We'll see how this sounds.
And that's a 50-year rivalry, if you will, when it comes to
Beatle,
Paul McCartney,
and
the Stones.
They both rose at the exact same time, basically the same time. Yeah, absolutely.
That is so cool. I think that is so really, really cool.
Yeah, as long as I hope that they can just, you know, whoever does the songwriting, I don't know that these guys really have anything left in the tank. As far as the songwriting stuff, but who would blame them? I mean, look what they've created, like you said, Drew, over 50 years.
Man, oh man.
How much more gas can be in the tank? But they're smart enough to be surrounded by really good people that will do, you know, will bring some great songs and ideas to the table. So this could be a pretty neat effort for sure.
The Stones, they do have a North American tour planned here in 2023, but the album and their release date, that's not been announced yet. So it's something that, like you said, final stages, getting mixed down. It'll be out soon, but when, it's to be determined.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, that's really cool.
Stay tuned.
I have friends that was their thing. It's like, I want to go see the Stones. So they got tickets to go see the Stones. And my buddy Tim Reynolds, he plays with Dave Matthews, he had never seen the Stones.
Oh, seriously?
And he finally got to go see them not too long ago.
Wow. Yeah, they still bring it, man. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Mick is really an anomaly in so many ways.
He is.
But just to keep going as he does is just incredible. And we'll look at McCartney as well.
I mean, I know,
those guys
they're
like little Energizer bunnies of rock and roll.
It's hard to walk away.
Absolutely.
How many times have you had a farewell tour?
And why
just keep coming
back?
And
why is McCartney, any of them, I guess, it's the love of the craft and the need to keep creating, I suppose, because do either any of those guys involved need one more red cent?
No.
The answer is clearly no.
Right.
They've got more money than they or their kids could spend in their lifetimes. So it still is just, they're just driven by the craft.
It's what you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, you've been in this business for 30 years. Dan, 40 years. I've been in and out for about 17. But it's like That's our this is our passion.
It's
this
in
is what
your
we
blood,
love
man.
To do.
It's in your blood.
So it's like if I start tomorrow not talking to people, that's going to be weird for me.
It is, and it, I think we fall under that umbrella to a degree because radio is an interesting beast. It really does get into the fabric of who you are, especially if you've been doing it for so mm-hmm. long. It's weird. Just the thought of the walk away is tough.
Oh my
man.
Goodness.
So yeah, yeah. I guess in some way we kind of get it, right?
Yeah. And there are some people that can walk away. They can walk away from anything.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's just
true.
Like, it's just like, eh, it doesn't bother me.
Whatevs.
Well, I'm 33. I can't walk away for a while. I got at least 33
man,
more years here.
You got the long game yeah. ahead of you, man.
Bad planning here.
That's right.
But you get it. It's like radio gets in your blood.
Yeah.
It does.
And
it
then
really does.
If you do, if for some reason you get out of it, whether it's your decision or the other,
or someone
else
has made it
yeah.
for
yes.
you. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's part of the business.
Yeah.
You know,
then you really, really miss it.
Yeah.
And it's
you
like,
do.
I got to get back in this.
And it's just because I think that this forum, and you guys see this, especially with the active listeners on the app and things like that, this is we're all in this together sort
yeah.
of a thing. And it's a really neat platform to communicate and connect. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You got it right. You want to send us out to break?
It is Real Talk 93.3. We'll be back right after these.
There you go. She's got it.
Woo!
Stick around for a while.
Hello, John Cook here from Renaissance Wine Garden in Forestdale, Missouri. Letting you know that we're booking weddings, parties, and corporate events. Also known as the Treehouse Winery, this one-of-a-kind venue has a two-story treehouse and indoor-outdoor seating to enjoy food and drink. For more information, call Renaissance Wine Garden, 636-359-4468, or check us out on Facebook. Again, that number is 636-359-4468.
Ah, there's a big dent in my car. Now my car will be in the shop, insurance will go up, and the cost could be through the roof. What am I going to do?
Call Kevin at the Washington Dent Company. He is a professional paintless dent repair expert. When I got my dent, I sent him a picture. He saved my factory finish, and it was a fraction of the price of repainting. It was dent repair like it was never there. Call Kevin at 636-575-0681. Send him a picture and get an estimate over the phone fast. Check out his work on Facebook.
Great. I'll call Washington Dent Company right now.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of a band.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news and the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Close to a million utility customers without power this morning. They've been left in the dark by the massive winter storm. The impact being felt from coast to coast. There is snow and ice, along with fierce winds, whipping up blizzard conditions in some places. Michael Rikers with the Dane County Regional Airport, Madison, Wisconsin, advising travelers to call ahead before going to the airport, and that's good advice for anyone looking to catch a flight today.
Even if you're departing out of Madison, you're going away from the storm, the plane that you're taking might be originating from Minneapolis in this instance, or Detroit, or somewhere else that might be affected by the storm. So it's really important to keep engaged with your airline. They're the best source of information for what's happening for your flight specifically.
He spoke with WKOW-TV. Close to 50 million Americans under winter storm advisories. Several weeks after the toxic train derailment, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg visiting East Palestine, Ohio this morning. Former President Trump was there yesterday.
Biden and FEMA said they would not
send federal aid to East Palestine under any circumstance. They're not going to send aid. I thought that was a strange statement because I've been working with FEMA for a long time, 4 years, and they were great with us.
And just hours after Mr. Trump's visit,
Norfolk Southern Railway CEO Alan Shaw is apologizing to the residents of East Palestine, Ohio, saying he's committed to making Norfolk Southern a safer railroad. Shaw says the company plans to rip up the tracks at the site of the crash and remove the soil that came into contact with the chemicals during the derailment. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Republican Senator Tim Scott has hosted a campaign-style rally in Iowa. It's fueling speculation of a possible run for the GOP presidential nomination. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 42 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 104 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
Windy and colder weather with temperatures falling into the low 40s as we head into the afternoon hours today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, clear, very cold, 24 degrees the overnight low. For Friday, sunny, high in the low 40s. Slight chance for a couple rain showers Friday night with a low in the low 30s, but the sunshine returns Saturday. We're in the low 50s, upper 50s with rain showers on Sunday. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Guys, Rick Damon, Cowtown USA, Cuba, Missouri. Here at Cowtown, we're dedicated to saving you money, but not just saving you money by selling you something made cheaper because it's made cheaper. That saves you nothing. The other day, we picked up a line of tractors I'm calling Red John Deere's. We all hear the term, we don't want to pay for that green paint, and I don't blame you when you can save extra cash for implements, and these have 10-year warranties. So when you're ready, if I have sparked your interest, give us a call at 885-6300. Cowtown USA, selling red tractors, saving you green cash.
This is Tom Whitehill. I'm a sales executive with Real Talk Radio. I love sharing advertiser success stories like this one.
My name's Tom Kent. I'm the owner of the Tilted Skillet in the 514 in Washington, Missouri, and I'd just like to give a shout-out to Real Talk Radio on how they've increased my sales these past couple weeks with advertising. It's been two of the busiest weeks we've had, so we look forward to keep on doing that with Real Talk Radio.
If you'd like to be the next success story, contact me, Tom Whitehill, at 636-751-5285 or Tom at realtalk933.com.
Natoli Engineering is hiring. We're a family-owned company based in St. Charles County for over 50 years. We're continually growing, never having experienced a layoff. We're looking for candidates to fill the roles of CNC machine operator, machinist, and maintenance technicians. We're seeking experienced candidates as well as those that are looking to learn a valuable skill and grow their career in a manufacturing environment. Natoli offers fantastic benefits and a monthly attendance bonus.
We are located in the Missouri Research Park. You can apply online at natoli.com or call us at 636-926-8900.
Dream travel, exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family-owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
Top Gun Family Construction has been delivering exceptional quality work and great prices since 2001. Need a deck built, or maybe you're thinking about winter projects? Top Gun Family Construction can handle your house repairs, deck builds and repairs, kitchen and bathroom remodels, sunroom additions, and interior and exterior painting. Right now, Top Gun Family Construction is offering up to $500 off to Real Talk Radio Network listeners. Call 636-466-3956 on Facebook at Top Gun Family Construction. That's Top Gun with two N's. The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
So this morning at 11 a.m., deputies respond to the 6100 block of Hialeah Street in reference to a shooting. Once there, they found a woman who was in her 20s who was shot and succumbed to her injuries. Our homicide detectives responded to that scene, conducted follow-up, collected evidence, and developed good leads on the suspect in that case this morning. At 4:05, we received 911 calls about another shooting at that location and a shooting nearby. On Hialeah Street, deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are a News 13 reporter and photographer who were on the scene to cover the homicide from this morning. On Harrington Street, a woman and her nine-year-old girl were also shot inside of a home. It is unclear why the suspect entered that home. The victims were transported to nearby hospitals, and tragically, one of the News 13 employees has passed. So we have detained the person believed to be responsible for the murder this morning, as well as the shootings this afternoon. He is 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses. He is being formally charged in the murder from this morning, and we expect additional charges for the shootings of the four people this afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back into the Kellen Co. Morning Show. It's the Real Talk Radio Network, 93.3, the voice of freedom. Our lovely host, Kel Brazil, on a plane, 30,000 feet up in the sky, heading towards, I guess, the Carolinas, then to go to Jamaica. But,
we're tracking.
We are,
as,
yeah.
As we speak.
Safe travels.
Kind of like Kel. Elon Musk. We got the same, you know, the kid that was tracking Musk. We got the same software. We know Kel's everywhere about.
Right. That's just over right. Lexington, Kentucky right about now. No. but if you don't know the voice you're listening to in her spot today, it's Katie Cruz. Katie, good morning. It's been a pleasure this, the last
morning.
Hour.
It has been great. And thank you, Kel, and thank you, Tracy, for allowing me to come in and hang with you guys.
Absolutely. Dan, of course, is here. My name is Drew. Time check for you, 8:08, 46 degrees. You just heard the clip of just another awful story that we have to report on.
Oh, man.
Just slain Florida TV reporter, just killed. You know, no big deal. 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses. 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses. That's who the sheriff has detained and identified as they believe who's responsible for not just this shooting, but the other shooting as well that you heard. But just the fact that this news team, Dylan Lyons and photojournalist Jesse Walden, they're in an unmarked news vehicle, which to me that's kind of weird. Usually they are marked.
Sure, yeah, right.
So maybe that's a sitting duck or something. I don't know. But regardless, they don't deserve for their lives to be over.
And this is we see these occurrences of these shootings all the time. It's become a very a very daily occurrence for us, which is just sickening in its own. But yeah, this is going to get a lot of people's attention right now because. Now this person comes back and takes out the news crew just covering the story.
Yeah.
What's behind that?
Right.
What's the motivation there? Even more, quote unquote, fame for what you've done? I mean, is that what could possibly be a motivation there?
Yeah, I don't know. And then he broke into somebody's house, and they don't know if he has any correlation with them, and shot the nine-year-old girl. And she's dead, and the mother's still alive.
As much as we hear about this, it's truly unbelievable that this would how this played out.
I have a clip, and it's just really, it's kind of tough to listen to a little bit, but it's a reporter from another station there, and she is on the scene right outside the hospital.
Oh my gosh!
And this is how she reported.
I apologize. This is really difficult to cover. It is very emotional here. At ORMC, I'm not even going to turn the camera because there are people here who knew that reporter, who his fiance and I were just embracing. But I will say this: it is nice to see all the media. We come together in solidarity in this moment. This is every reporter's absolutely worst nightmare. We go home at night afraid that something like this will occur. And that is what happened here. So again, we are at Orlando Regional Medical Center, where we have learned that one of our own, a fellow reporter, has died while out covering a shooting. There are members of his family here, along with his fiance, who are just incredibly distraught tonight. There are other media people who are kind of corralled together and standing in solidarity tonight, as one of our own has just passed. So I'm going to send it back to you guys so I can collect myself and get it together. Thank you.
Just raw emotion. Yeah.
She has every right to feel.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what? That's the kind of reporting that we need.
Yes.
Is to really show what this looks and feels like.
Right.
And it is true. I mean, we see that we've got reporters that take their lives in their own hands many times on battlefields and things like that. Journalistic integrity and bringing the true frontline stories to us.
People in war zones overseas.
Oh, absolutely. And they do understand those risks and they do accept those risks. But when you are a 24-year-old street reporter, backpack reporter for a television station, you know, recently engaged, it seems, you know, getting ready to start your life, and just for doing your job, you are taken out by this thug.
Yeah, scumbag.
It's going to get, and the scary thing now, if you're a street journalist or someone like that in the media covering these crime scenes and these dangerous situations, well, then you get nut jobs that are copycat too.
Right.
I mean, if they had fear before, think now.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. That's the bottom line. I'll say, you know, in this media business, you know, we're competitive because we're at this station or that station.
Absolutely.
But we're all one family. We're all here doing the same gig. You know, whether it's a music station providing, you know, music for you or news here at this station, we're not supposed to lose our life over the profession we're in because of some thug.
You're not. And, you know, we've got new studios going in. We're going to expand our space where we are right now at K-Wolf. And it really is sad, but we've had the discussion about the bulletproof glass. I mean, we're a radio station. We don't do a lot of things that are going to twist people the wrong way. I mean, like, I hate Zeppelin. You know what I mean? You're not gonna,
yeah.
We're not
yeah,
up
really.
Against that. But you do have to also look, and I've been in this business a lot of years, and the stalker situations are real, and scary situations are real, however they come about or the level that they escalate to. So, yeah, it is scary. There are scary elements for everybody out there these days, regardless of what you do. But, yeah, we in the business look at a story like this and go, gosh, darn it.
Yeah.
Here we go again. You know, the fear factor comes into play.
You can't trust anybody. And hell, our doors are always locked for that same reason.
Sure.
You know, and here in St. Louis, you know, we've talked earlier in the 6 o'clock hour about the fact that Gardner, you know, here is to be resigned by noon or be removed from office. You weren't here that hour. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Thank goodness. I think that it's just sickening and gut-wrenching that a beautiful young talent who had just got a collegiate scholarship, a ride to do volleyball at a college with a whole life ahead of her, gets mowed down by yet another street thug punk who had been given more chances than he probably deserved. It took that for us to stand up and go, guess what, Gardner? You have 24 hours to vacate this office or you will be forcibly removed. The fact that it took this to happen, I don't think any of us have the words.
No.
But at least it's happening now. Something at least has come of this to better, hopefully better our city.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, and I was so aggravated yesterday with it because this girl has such potential, and she just signed a letter of intent to a college, which, by the way, the college came out and said they are honoring
thank goodness. Oh, yes. Thank goodness. We were wondering about that.
Yeah. No, they came out and said they're honoring all that.
Oh.
Just sick that a story like that had to make this come about. But hopefully resigns without a fight by noon today, or else she will be gone, or that's the hope anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Folks, you're listening to the Kel & Co. Morning Show. It is the Real Talk Radio Network. When we come back, It's fish fry season.
Ooh.
We talk.
Ooh.
I hope there's some fish here to eat. Let's see. Fish fry discussion when we come back.
Tartar sauce.
Don from Union, Missouri.
Hi, this is Don from Union, Missouri.
Don loves his freedom and loves Real Talk Radio.
I think it's the true conservative station that we have here in St. Louis. I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing it, please. We need you.
Be like Don and support Real Talk Radio. Tell everyone you know about us. Share on social media. Most of all, support our sponsors and tell them you're there because you heard about them on Real Talk Radio.
Appreciate and I love what you're doing. I stand behind you.
This is Tom Whitehill. I'm a sales executive with Real Talk Radio. I love sharing advertiser success stories like this one.
Hi, this is John Cook with Renaissance Wine Garden in Forestdale, Missouri. Anybody considering advertising, it works well. I've received a lot of calls and I've booked some events from advertising with Real Talk Radio. So give Tom and the gang a call and they'll take care of you.
If you'd like to be the next success story, contact me, Tom Whitehill, at 636-751-5285 or Tom at realtalk933.com.
Hey, what is it that holds you back and has continued to hold you back for some time? This is Brian from the Patriot Enclave. I just wanted to let you know that I do limited schedule breakthrough coaching with select clients, and I believe you might be a great candidate for what we might be able to do together. Reach out to me at my Real Talk email address, brian@realtalk933.com. Remember, Brian is spelled with an I, B-R-I-A-N, brian@realtalk933.com.
The Victor Nieves Show.
I would be so stupid, I would be so arrogant and just short-sighted if I got on here every day and said, oh, I'm 23 years old, I'm the youngest conservative talk radio host, I'm so good and smart. No, 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 absolutely not. I'm not like moping around with my head hung low or something. I don't think I'm just a bum. But I do know that I didn't get here by the merits of my own work. I've been blessed tremendously.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekdays from 4 until 6 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You could become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702.
We need to unite.
America first.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads. Eat them up, yum.
Oh, stop it.
Fish heads, roly-poly
Well, we're hungry now. Well, you just let this play out. We have 59 seconds
Seriously.
Here. That's classic. Wow. Welcome back in. It is. Welcome back in, Calico Morning Show, the Real Talk Radio Network, 93.3, the voice of freedom. Kel Brazil off today. She's heading towards Jamaica, but we have Katie Cruz in studio. Producer Dan Strauss is here. My name is Drew Shelton. And we are being joined now by Brian Hewing. And Brian, you're here to talk Lent season and all things fish fry. Mm-hmm. Our listeners can go to stlfishfry.com for all information. But welcome in. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's being all
fishy, right?
Sorry, something's fishy here.
I know for bad puns.
No, you are all right.
You fit right in.
Basically, this is our 32nd year. We've been doing it since 1991.
Perfect.
The council, as I joined it, 2012, somewhere in there.
Right.
And basically, it's a Cajun, it's kind of like a fish fry with a Cajun flair to it.
I love Cajun. I love some spice.
We can get around that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is IWK Knights of Columbus. It's their Lenten fish fry. It starts this Friday, tomorrow, 24th of February. It goes through March 31st, every Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. And people can get that information at stlfishfry.com. Yep. What's all on the menu?
Basically, the...
Fish.
Like, fish.
Besides fish.
You went out on a limb with that one, Dan.
You know, you said Cajun, so like shrimp or things like that?
Yeah, shrimp. Yummy. We have shrimp, gumbo, cod, tilapia. We have fish tacos.
Wow.
Red beans and rice.
Oh, very so it is good. The whole Cajun flair.
Oh, yeah. And some desserts, some by our made by our Ladies Auxiliary. And I know last year we had Lisa, who else runs a kitchen stuff for the parish, in Carmel Parish, and some kids from school made desserts last year. And I think that'll happen again this year.
That's a fun way to get the kiddos involved.
Oh, yeah. We also have 7th and 8th graders volunteering to help us out at every fish fry. And most years we start the Friday before Ash Wednesday. But this year, we didn't year. And so basically, as you said, every Friday from 4 to 7, we have our fish fry in Bollinger Hall, which is formerly the Lower Church Hall and Carnwood Parish on near Olive and 141 in Chesterfield.
Right, so the address is 13416 Olive Boulevard. Mm-hmm. That's one block west of Route 141 or one block east of Woods Mill Road. And again, every Friday, 4 to 7 p.m.
It's right next to what used to be a Steak and Shake there, now is a Total Access Urgent Care.
Okay.
And it's across the street I think there's a Valvoline.
So really you can't miss it.
Yeah, basically the easiest way is take 141 to Olive, which is Route 340, and then turn left, and it's the literally first stoplight after Hey West after that intersection.
And I'm sure you'll have signs up and whatnot letting people know, hey, big old fish fry here tonight.
I think your Cajun theme is going to catch on. That's a great idea.
I'm intrigued. I'm hungry right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding, right?
Oh, yeah. We've done the Cajun that's five, 6 years, and it has...
Oh, so it has caught on.
And it's really... it's got a lot of people in. I think one time they made, and by the way, all those proceeds go to support different charities that the Knights of Columbus supports.
Beautiful.
Through Columbus Parish.
And you can order online ahead of time. You won't be able to do it today, but sorry about, I think, 3:30, 3:40.
It says all orders. Online orders, they are accepted on Fridays only, so you can't pre-order. Mm-hmm. Fridays only, 3 p.m. to 6:45 during the fish fry season. The number to call would be 314-709-5010. So 314.
That's for customer information only. The only way you can order is either inside or through the website.
Okay, so go to the website then.
Yeah, the phone number is for...
By customer inquiries issues only.
Okay. Yeah, and so order through website, and myself, yours, it will check those, and then we help get ready, and then you can specify a time you want to pick it up.
Okay. So that's good. So again, stlfishfry.com. You can pre-order online. Every Friday from 3 to 6:45, or you can just go in from 4 to 7 p.m. You get your fried fish. You get your baked fish. Mm-hmm. This is being billed as the only fish fry in West St. Louis County.
Oh, wow.
Well, I didn't realize
that. I didn't realize that either.
With the Cajun
style.
With
Columbus.
Cajun style. Fish fries, but we're the only ones that... That have a little Cajun style time.
This is wonderful. I'm going to have to come out one of these Fridays. I have a list already of what locations I want to visit on a fish Friday.
I'm not even Catholic, but there's something really fun about the community of the fish fry. My husband is, so we do them most Fridays. You hit all the different parishes. And I do find that is the camaraderie in the community that really makes it cool. And plus, I do love shrimp, so I just load up on that.
Yeah, you brought something there, and that's kind of what it started out as a parish event years ago, but now it is truly a community event. Another example of that, there's a group of Ascension Parish called the Cod Hoppers, C-O-D Hoppers. And they literally do that. They literally go around to their fish fries, and ours is always one of them.
Well, that's great.
The Cod Hoppers.
Yeah, that's what they call themselves.
I officially want to be a part of that group right now. I want to be a Cod Hopper.
Yeah.
I don't even eat fish.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, that is
you
awesome.
To talk to Ascension about.
That's phenomenal. So we're going to, it doesn't have to be Cajun. You can do without the Cajun seasoning as well.
I think.
Yeah.
You just willed it to be true, Drew.
I want it to be Cajun, so.
Yeah. On the fish, we do put Cajun seasoning on them. But there you go. You literally have to tell us.
That's great.
Very good.
Might be a little bit, but yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to this. Again, IW Knight's Lent Fish Fry. It's every Friday starting tomorrow, the 24th, going through March 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. You can order online, stlfishfry.com from 3 to 6:45. Brian Hewing, thanks for coming in today. Yeah. And I'll be seeing you some Friday soon for some fish.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Happy clams.
It's the Cal and Co. Morning Show. We're back after this. Hang with us.
Concrete is family-owned and been in business for 16 years and counting. It has replaced thousands of driveways and patios. And they're proud of all the great reviews from satisfied customers they're getting. And proud of their amazing, hardworking crew as well. Shamrock Concrete, your driveway and patio replacement specialists. They can replace a three-car driveway in 2 days.
This is Tracy Ellis, and Shamrock Concrete did a fabulous job on our own home.
Shamrock Concrete. Call 636-448-7277. ShamrockConcreteLLC.com. At Harris Jewelers in St. Peter's, they believe meaningful jewelry is for everyone and should be worn and enjoyed everywhere. She'll shine, glimmer, shimmer, sparkle, and glow, just like that perfect gift from Harris Jewelers. Whether it's your design or Harris's, it'll create memories for a lifetime.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And Harris Jewelers offers designer quality without the designer price.
I think the ring and me are going out to dinner.
She may just fall in love with her new gift from Harris Jewelers. Harris Jewelers in St. Peter's. Call 636-477-9800.
Ah, there's a big dent in my car. Now my car will be in the shop, insurance will go up, and the cost could be through the roof. What am I going to do?
Call Kevin at the Washington Dent Company. He is a professional paintless dent repair expert. When I got my dent, I sent him a picture. He saved my factory finish, and it was a fraction of the price of repainting. It was dent repair like it was never there. Call Kevin at 636-575-0681. Send him a picture and get an estimate over the phone fast. Check out his work on Facebook.
Great. I'll call Washington Dent Company right now.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
From all over are finding the voice of freedom.
St. Louis, Wright City.
Union,
Berger,
Troy, Missouri,
New Florence,
Washington,
Pacific, Missouri,
Franklin County.
Got great reception in Fallon Franklin County.
Why are people far and near tuning into the Real Talk Radio Network?
I listen to it because I believe in freedom of choices and the freedom of being an American.
What I like the most about it is they always mention God.
I'm angry at everything that has happened with the politics.
Giving you thousands of reasons to listen every day. The Real Talk Radio Network. Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about the inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no-holds-barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
Talk Radio Network.
I do listen. I also support it.
The voice of freedom.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me.
Katie's rocking out again. The music, the selection.
I can't even express how much Dan entertains me with his deep dossier of your go-tos are sick, man.
The music.
I mean, just crazy, crazy fire. What all you got going on there, buddy?
Oh, no, he knows what he's doing. He's the we like to call him the best producer, but
the award winning.
He's billed as the worst. Do you know that story?
Yes. No, I don't know that story.
I'm the world's worst producer on Frank's show. We gave ourselves titles.
That's right.
So I became the world's worst producer. And I got a brick outside of Gate 1, Section E, at Busch Stadium, and it says Dan Strauss, world's worst producer.
They actually called
before they made the brick.
Do you really want this?
Is this for real?
Is this what you want? Right. This is like forever, dude. So let's make sure we want to engrave this correctly.
It's phenomenal.
Only where to go is up.
There you go.
Exactly.
It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. Well, we welcome you back in. Kellen Co. Morning Show here on the Real Talk Radio Network. My name is Drew. Dan is here and Katie Crew sitting in for Kel Brazil today. And we're being joined now by Kevin from Harris Jewelers. Bill Harris normally in this spot, but he is, I think he's landed by now wherever he went. I think.
Yeah, I think... I won by default.
Right.
However you get the prize, man. However you get the prize.
Right, right.
So, Kevin, tell us what's going on in Harris Jewelers this week. Post-Valentine's Day, any big sales happening? What's selling this week in your world?
Well, the fact Bill is gone, things couldn't be better.
Oh.
Sales are through the roof.
Man, here it goes.
Things are going well.
I love it.
Yep, they'll let anybody in here.
No, we're glad. Oh, man, listen to the crowd.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're glad you're here. For folks that don't know, Harris Jewelers, one of our sponsors here on this program, closed Sundays and Mondays, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, located at 4101 Mexico Road in St. Peter's. And, Bill tells us you had a great Christmas season. You had a great Valentine's Day season. A lot of engagements.
A lot of colored
diamonds being sold.
Absolutely.
So what's your thoughts on that and why?
Well, things are going well. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the private customer service that we get. I know Bill thinks that it's all the advertising he does around here. But when you come through the door, you know, we specialize in a lot of custom things and a lot of things that are really important to people. You know, we get a vast array of these customers. It could be a $10 item from Walmart, but to them, it's everything.
Sure.
And the fact that we don't outsource, you know, we have a master jeweler on site. And this, you know, we take it very seriously.
Of
We're going to protect that thing just like we do our biggest diamonds. And it's really, it's hard to wrap your thoughts around all the stories every day. It's something different.
Right.
I've been doing this since 98.
Okay.
And, you know, with that being said, I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I've messed everything up along the way.
Right.
So now you can actually get good service. I'm finally out of the,
But see, that's what I love about, you know, Bill's shop. I mean, when you go into some diamond stores or like the box stores, the mall, they have a piece of jewelry here, nice little display there. Okay, go, where's the rest of it? Like, is there anything else here? At Harris Jewelers, you go in this place. I mean, these are stacked showcases of jewelry, book end to book end. You know, and that's what I love. And the customer service.
You guys are killing me, Bart, now. You're killing
me. It's one-on-one. You know, most people are like, okay, if you need me, let me know. You know, they don't. Most customer service folks now don't dive into what the customer wants, needs, craves, so on and so forth.
100%.
So you guys, the customer service at Harris Jewelers is by far top in the industry, in my opinion.
Oh, my gosh. I appreciate that. And absolutely true. I've been in those environments that you've talked about, and a lot of it, you were just a number. It's you got that corporate gun.
The shopper
back
track conversion, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, as I was saying, that corporate gun to the back of your head and the pressure to keep producing, produce. It's totally different there because we don't have a lot of skin in the game. You know. Yeah, Bill pays us just enough not to steal. So.
Oh, smart guy. Smart guy.
So
almost
it's like,
enough.
Guess
almost
what?
Enough.
You know, if you don't buy anything, it's not like I'm not going to eat. So it's like, what are we
That's a great point.
To do here?
Yeah.
And I know Bill's talked about custom before.
Sure.
And that's something that we really do take pride in. I mean, from front to finish, you're like, you know what? I like this ring. I like that one. I wish I could have the best of both worlds. We can make that happen through computer-aided drawings in a week. So once that comes to fruition, it's a few extra weeks, and boom. You have exactly what you wanted.
And, yeah, there is, I mean, we all know so much, I think, about diamonds and jewelry and things in particular. A lot of us have become study of this, and we do have the interwebs that tells us everything. But truly, when you get in there, like the colored diamonds and the different aspects of different gemstones and things like that, when you, I mean, I can't even imagine how much fun you guys have crafting.
Oh, it's awesome.
Just that perfect thing, because let's face it, man, the wedding ring, the engagement ring, that is a lifetime love. I mean, you love your husband, you love your children, but I'm telling you, as a female, you love your jewelry too, you know, and it's it's a very, very special thing. So,
well, for
people,
it's a lifetime love.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got that right.
Unless you marry the daughter of Satan.
Well, mercy.
Red rubies for life. Rubies for life.
What I love, though, out there is they have this thing called the wish list. So guys and gals can go out there and look at certain items and say, okay, I really want this, so let me put this in the wish list. And they'll make, they can add as many items as they want to it.
Oh, 100%.
And then their counterpart can come back later when they're not there, and then they can buy it for them, and they didn't even know it's been purchased.
And do you find, too, Kevin, that a lot of people walk in, and they've got in their mind exactly what they want, and they sit down with your counselor, whoever's at the shop, and that's
that
totally changes.
Me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, people probably like walk out with something they had no idea that it was really what they wanted or really suited the situation.
Oh, 100%. And surprisingly, and even I have been taken way back by this, but we do a huge lab-created diamond business.
Right.
I mean, you're seeing these kids with these big diamonds now, and you're like, didn't you just get out of school? Like, how are you affording this?
Yes.
And the quality is there, and the price point is there. And these are actual diamonds. I was kind of hesitant, but getting these, you know, this older generation of guests that are kind of like, no, this isn't real. After you sit there and go over the information right. and let them know, hey, the same guys that are cutting and polishing mine diamonds are the same guys that are doing this, and the same guys that are grading, you know, these gemological institutes are using the same grading criteria as a mine diamond, it's the same thing. It's kind of like, but, you know, it's not that we're not going to sell you mine diamonds.
Right.
Kevin, honest to goodness, I was at a dinner last night. We had this exact conversation because mm-hmm. the lab created are really catching on right now.
Oh, huge.
And it's the less expensive way to go, but in a lot of ways, it's not the cheaper way to go because, like you said,
sure.
a diamond is a diamond is a diamond by the grades and the standards.
Oh, 100%.
And people out there who want to get engaged, like, well, how do we afford this?
Right.
We live in paycheck to paycheck. If they came in and got their education with you, and
you
cannot tell the difference these days.
No, 100%.
It is so refined and so cool. But, yeah, we just had this discussion.
Once that light bulb clicks on with these people, it really takes them back because, and you can use that with anything
sure.
in this world. Once that light bulb clicks on and that common sense starts, you know, to set in, there's no turning back.
Right. Stunning pieces out there at Harris Jewelers. Again, Sunday, Monday, they're closed, but Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 to 4, visit them, 4101 Mexico Road in St. Peter's. Your phone number?
Oh, that's a great question.
Okay.
636-447-9800.
All right. So about 4 minutes left here in this segment. But either way, make sure you check out Harris Jewelers. But I know you wanted to talk on our lovely selected president, Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
Because you have ties to Poland where he just was.
I do.
Your fiance there. So the floor is yours.
Well, it's just kind of funny. I looked at my fiance. She's from Poland. Sweet girl, if you're out there listening, love you.
I hope so.
She's my everything. But what's funny is I was like, did you know the president went to Poland? She's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And he made a comment that he wanted to change his last name to Ski or, you know, add an O. And I go, how
it's just embarrassing.
And she looked over at me. I go, yeah. Yeah, he wants to be Bidenski.
Yes.
And she looked over at me and was like, you know, you could see this look on her face like, are you serious right now? It was very, very funny. But she, yeah, you know, she's not one to, you know, flap the handle or anything
right.
with comments, but she definitely was taken back by that a little bit and thought it was, you know,
interesting. Was it a bit offensive? I mean,
well, she's not one to get offended too easy, but she did say, you know, a comment like, if I was that person, absolutely that could have been somewhat offensive. You know, he's a jack of all trades, right?
He is.
Unbelievable.
He touches everybody's
chameleon. Right.
Chameleon.
Yeah. It's like he goes here, he's that, it's in all those guys.
Yeah,
it's
he is wherever he lands.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, I was born and raised this person.
I'm guilty of that too, but just, you know, I'm not the leader of the country though.
I shared it in our 6 o'clock hour, but this was from Matt Walsh. She's going to be joining our lineup every Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. starting this upcoming Monday. He says Biden is the most Polish, Jewish, Black, Puerto Rican, Greek, Irish, Catholic president we ever had.
Amen to that.
He literally
claims
everyone and everything.
It's just embarrassing.
And now the whole Bidenski thing, that is bizarre.
You know, it's really funny, and I can't speak for the Polish community on this, but you know
they hate it.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, I'm sure they're not thrilled by it, you know, like anybody else. But I will say about, you know, being in a relationship with somebody from Poland.
Sure.
Nowadays is different. You really got to go through the family. You know, when they're talking Polish, that is the most impossible language to
follow.
Learn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. But you know what? I have learned the more vodka you drink, the more you can understand what they're actually saying.
There you go.
So that's the secret recipe.
Oh, 100%. You can sit there after a few, you know, Nostrovias and this, and it's like, will you tell your parents I know they're talking crap on me right now? I do understand what they're saying.
That's great.
It is good, but her, very interesting. But yeah, it's been a long road. You know, sure. We plan on getting married at some point.
You know where you're going to get your jewelry from?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure.
We know people.
Right.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Harris Jewelers?
For the longest time, she didn't know I was in the jewelry business. She always thought I worked at Burger King. So I'm looking for the guy who told her that. No, that guy is, yeah, he's in jewelry. What? No, shut up. You know, when I find that guy, he's in a lot of trouble.
He's in trouble.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal. Well, Kevin, hey, from Harris Jewelers, we appreciate you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Customers, people that want to go buy your jewelry, go see Kevin this weekend at Harris Jewelers. Again, their hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4. It's at 4101 Mexico Road, St. Peter's Mill. And that phone number one more time.
Oh, you would do that. 636-477-9800.
You're listening
to ask for me personally.
Absolutely. Ask for Kevin. It's the Kellen Co. Morning Show. We're back. Final segment of the day after this.
If you're looking for new siding, windows, or doors, Shield Exteriors has 25 years of experience. Upgrade your home with America's number one siding, James Hardy Cement Siding, or high-efficiency windows and doors. Shield Exteriors offers high-quality solutions to fit all budgets. Shield Exteriors leads the industry with a simple saying.
Doing it right is better than doing it again.
They are a complete veteran-owned company. Call to schedule a design consultation, 636-295-2951, or visit shieldexteriors.com.
Bugs bugging you? Hi, this is Matt Turner, owner and operator of Hometown Pest Solutions. We service St. Charles, St. Louis, and surrounding counties. Been in pest control for the past 22 years, licensed, insured. We service all your common insects like ants, spiders, and termites. Also cockroaches, bed bugs, and mice. The website is hometownpestsolutions.net. Phone number is 636-297-1335. A call or a text to that number will always go straight to me.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929. So you have some valuable land, but you really don't need it. And you don't want to pay the taxes. Plus, it's too much to take care of. And the last thing you want is a fast-talking auctioneer to swindle you for a fraction of its worth.
You sold my land for how much? I can't even understand you.
Let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team test the market to get you top dollar. Call us now at 636-299-3702 or email tracy@tracyellis.com.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
With our new tower, the signal is much stronger, reaching more listeners and making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3702.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The truth is coming out.
Wow, wow, wow. What a show, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Kellen Co. Morning Show. It's the Real Talk Radio Network. 93.3, the voice of freedom. So glad you're tuned in with us today. If you missed anything, make sure you check out the podcast. Realtalk933.com is the website to go for that. Click on the Kellen Co. Morning Show and you can listen back in to what we discussed today. Obviously, a lot of talk about Gardner, a lot of talk about the world wars and what could become of that, the train fiasco. We had great interviews today with Cindy Gross and Garrett Hawkins. We talked fish fries with Brian Hewing. And, of course, we just had Kevin in from Harris Jewelers. And, of course, Katie Cruz is here filling in for Kel today and tomorrow.
And thank you once again. It's been great.
It's been phenomenal. So make sure you check out the podcast, realtalk933.com. And don't forget, next week, a whole new lineup coming to the Real Talk Radio Network. Nothing from the top changes from 6 to 11. However, from 11 to 2, no more Bongino. He is... contract is up. It's not our decision. His contract is up with Westwood One. So we no longer get the feed out of our control. So what we can control is bringing you more live and local coverage. And Peggy Hubbard's going to do that. On the Real with Peggy Hubbard begins this Monday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dan will be producing that show. It'll be a great time. So make sure you tune in from 11 to 2 with Peggy Hubbard. And again, that starts Monday. Here now for our crossover, we have Dr. Molly James.
Good morning.
She will be on from 9 to 11 this morning.
I was going
to
say, I'm not changed in that lineup.
You are here.
She's like, let me see that paper. Right? Let me see that paper.
Yeah, according to the press release, Mondays and Wednesdays, still Dr. Eric Napudi, and then Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Dr. Molly James.
You realize that's how doctors find things out now. It's people tweeted.
It's like, by the way, you're still here or you're canceled. It's like, wait, what? No, you're not going anywhere. So what's coming up today from 9 to 11?
You know, I think I only have 2 hours. And I heard you guys talking about earlier, there's so much going on out there. It's like, what do you pack into 2 hours, right?
It's hard for us to get enough in for 3 hours.
I know, right? Yeah. So we're going to definitely do an update on East Palestine. We had Kristen Megan on last week. She's an industrial hygienist. She came and gave us the 411 on masks, right? Like, they're worthless. She went over all of that. That's her field of expertise. Last week, she came on and told people what you should do if you live in that area, right? You should store your, like, furnace filters for evidence. So if there's money tied to this.
Wow.
Yeah, and she kind of told people how to get ready. Well, so we have some updates on her. She's got her mentors out there doing independent sampling.
Wow.
So we do have somebody we can trust on the ground doing the right thing, getting the evidence, getting, you know, the actual data, because I don't know if there's a single person out there that trusts our government right now. Please raise your hand.
Give us a call.
And
you
come
know.
Talk to us.
I tell you what, self-advocating has never been more important.
Right?
That is for sure.
Yeah. So we have some updates there. My friend Nick Sorter, he's the one that called in after Damar Hamlin.
Correct.
He is on the ground as well. He was reporting Trump's trip there yesterday. So big news in East Palestine. And then the other thing is there's this huge scandal that happened at Sarasota Memorial Hospital. I don't know if you've seen the viral tweet. Mm. I actually kind of had a viral tweet a little bit. Yes, my friend.
Are you trending?
I don't know if I'm trending. My friend, Dr. John Littell, was at a meeting of the hospital. And he walked in and basically got kicked out of the meeting.
Wow.
Yeah, got kicked out of the meeting. Mm. He is one of the doctors who's been treating people, saving lives, giving ivermectin, and he made some great points. So we're going to cover that story from top to bottom. You know, what was that about? He is a gentleman and a scholar, and to see somebody like him escorted out of a meeting just tells you how the narrative is crumbling and how desperate they are to silence the truth.
They are, 100%. So. It's brutal out there, you know.
Wow.
It's eye-opening to us because we've been talking about it for the last several months.
Sure.
But
yeah,
when people are starting to realize and get tuned in, it's like, wait a minute, there's some layers here, and you're doing a great job of fleshing it out.
There's a lot of layers. We have former Captain Tom Stewart calling in.
Oh, good.
There's this really bizarre story he's going to tell us about. There's a pilot he was flying and thought his co-pilot was playing a joke on him.
Oh my.
It wasn't a joke, so we're gonna get all the way into that story.
Oh, so that's a tease, and I
want
more.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have to tune in now.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and did you hear about this plane crash outside of Little Rock, Arkansas?
Yeah, we haven't even touched on it today.
No,
yeah, we're gonna get into that as well.
No.
So apparently, it was environmental engineers that have to do with this East Palestine, Ohio. They're like people who respond to these big environmental disasters. Plane crash, 5 people dead.
Oh, yeah, my
goodness. The plane
goodness.
Was headed to Columbus, Ohio to conduct environmental testing on this plant explosion.
Yeah, the plant explosion. It wasn't the fire.
Right,
yeah.
The plant explosion.
But still, all 5 passengers died.
Wow.
It's like, wait a minute. Is there something to see here? Like, is this something, again, you know,
for goodness sakes.
Conspiracy here?
Another coincidence.
Like, yeah, it's like, we're going here to do this, but let's kill you.
I'm a coincidence theorist, apparently.
Well, you have to put it to perspective. I mean, head scratchers. I mean, it's kind of controlled.
The puzzle gets more and more interesting. There's no doubt.
No kidding. It's like a weird movie.
Yeah, it really is.
We're like involved with it.
And apparently, we have the first successful suicide of someone who shot themselves and then hanged themselves.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I saw
Did you
that
hear that?
Too.
Well, that is a talent all its own.
Yeah.
With no gun.
I bet if you know nothing about this story and I say, who do you think this person worked for? Most people would get that right.
Let me see. Are they out of Arkansas?
Little Rock area?
Wow.
Awkward.
Don't you talk like this?
I did not blow him up, you know?
I did not.
I don't know, man.
It's a weird world,
that's
man.
It really is.
Well, you know, when he visited the U.S. Virgin Islands, they had to change the name to just Islands.
Oh man!
But where's your
good night, everyone?
Yeah.
Say good night, Gracie.
Unbelievable.
So, what do you guys think? Do you think the Epstein files are going to be dropped? Do you think we're going to know those
names?
We're
waiting.
We keep hearing the tease on that, right?
I think in time, yes, but there's just so many other... They're waiting for a slow news day. You know, is that what it is?
It might be a while.
I know. It's like they haven't dropped it because there's just so much other things.
The fact that Gaylene's been able to stay as silent as she has, to me, is crazy. Because, you know, what does she have to lose at this point?
Right.
Seriously. Nothing, pretty much.
Yeah.
So just spill.
Yeah.
But the heat's got to get too hot sooner or later. They're going to have to come clean with that stuff.
Oh, for sure. No doubt about it. The question is when, you know, just like everything else. What's the next domino that's going to fall to reveal more of this truth that's going on out there?
I just hope we don't drag ourselves into a nuclear war to divert the news from that.
Well, and that's the scary. That's a scary point.
That's
going
to happen.
That's the trend.
I mean, unbelievable. Every day I wake up and it's just like, I don't know.
It's depressing every day.
The other thing we're going to talk about is this WHO treaty. Do you guys know about this? Basically, all the countries are looking to give their sovereignty to the World Health Organization in the evidence of another pandemic.
I heard that.
Well, that sounds spectacular.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So sign me up.
Yeah. You hand your civil liberties over to someone in an emergency, and there's going to be a lot more emergencies, right?
You have a lot to talk about in two
Good
hours.
Luck, girl. Good luck. You're going to be breaking a sweat.
Good luck, Molly, James, Max, Dan. Thank you, Katie. Tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
We'll do it again. Have a great Thursday. It's the Kel & Co. Morning Show on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family-owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
Take one for the Tap That App promo. Couldn't find a sexy woman, so we have to use Producer Dan.
What am I saying? Tap That App?
Yeah, but they want it real sexy, kind of sultry-like.
From me?
Yes.
Oh.
And recording.
You know you want to tap that app.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app.
Okay, that's a wrap, Dan.
Hey, tap that app.
That's enough, Dan.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news and the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
You remember the Bushes reality show on MTV. Saturday nights, the reality continues with the Bushes exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Billy and our son Billy and Christy's and my son, of course.
I tell you what, the warden's going to be giving you some,
I got to watch what I say, right? He knows who wears the pants in the family. Now listen, when she isn't around, you know who wears the pants.
Oh, sure.
Behind the Bush with Billy, Christy, and sometimes the kids even stop by. Saturday nights at 7 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman, KPMO Vandalia, KXCN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.